96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a weekly feature of the DJV program and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The participants here are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with an overview of the charts. I'll go through the stories and the people list quickly, and then let's get at some of the things that have made conversation compelling this week on a lot of the nation's big talk radio programs. That's what Talkers does. They survey the show hosts and the programs and the stations that carry the News Talk format. It's been going on for 29 years now. Every week, 52 weeks a year, the charts. This happens to be the week of May the 9th to the 13th at number 10. A continuing conversation about the climate and what's going on in the wildfires at number 9. Immigration problems, number 8. Crime and punishment, in a manner of speaking. Number 7, what's going on with Twitter? Is he or isn't he? We'll talk about that. January 6th, that same old, still in the countdown at number 6. The politics of votes and what's going on with people like Rand Paul. We'll get to that. The COVID situation is number 4. Economy is 3. The war is 2. And the situation with Roe v. Wade and the discussion of abortion rights is number 1 this week. On the people list, Xi Jinping on the 10th position. Musk is at 9. Josh Hawley is at 8. Mitch McConnell is at 7, Joe Manchin at 6, Dr. Oz at 5, Trump is 4, Zelensky's 3, Putin is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. One of the things that I found most compelling when we go back to number 10 this week, I've been looking at what's in the last 24 hours become a huge story, and maybe that's why I attach it to number 10, but I think it has its own spot, and that is the revelation of the black hole in our galaxy. Have you seen this, ladies? This huge black hole?
Yeah, I saw something spinning around.
Yeah.
It lives under my couch. Isn't that where it is?
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where all the socks go when you do laundry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the most powerful black hole the universe has ever seen or followed. It is 4 million times the size of our sun, created around a hole, basically, and that this is what makes it so amazing, because we can't really, how do you imagine something that's this enormous?
And what's on the other side?
Well, that's the question. What is on the other side? What's in the hole? As more gas and things that, it's the decomposition of what the universe has used to compose planets and stars, the sun, the way the heat comes from, the light comes from. And so this big hole is in the middle of our galaxy, but it's so far away
It's like 4 billion light years, and it's in our galaxy. Remember a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was a month or so ago, I posted a picture of what the new telescope is. There was the Webb telescope, isn't it? The named after the fellow that ran the space program for a good number of years. So this thing has taken a shot of our galaxy and of sort of the known universe. And you see how little, how tiny our galaxy is, and yet the galaxy is so big, it has this big black hole in the middle of it, and into this hole gets sucked planets and sun. The galaxy is full of solar systems like ours, and they just get sucked into this black hole. And then they come out on the other side, in a manner of speaking, because the gases reform, and that's how new planets start. Are you following me? The reason I bring it up is because there are those who think that even though this is that far away, what goes on with these suns affects our climate, or the climate, the influence of all of this stuff traveling around in space, and how it bombards, you know, planets, the sun, which is 93 million miles away from us. You'd think, okay, how's that going to influence our weather? But the sun, the storms, if you look at the surface of the sun, are so tremendous, so huge, that they do. They affect everything from our weather to satellite distribution of radio programs like this, how your cell phone works, how anything that's electric works around this. I find it fascinating. Am I leaving everybody in the dust with this discussion?
No, well, I think it's really interesting.
I think it'd be interesting to, if we ever had some sort of technology that, you know, where you could really fly into a black hole and really see what's in there.
You're right.
I think that's kind of interesting.
Side.
Yeah.
Sounds
can
like
you
it.
Come out, though? Don't you die in there?
Even if you turn around and come back, if it's like a drone or something.
You can back
just
up.
To see what it looks
like.
Like,
wrong turn. Sorry. I'm going to flip a Yui here.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
what's notable is that we have a picture of it. You know, that's what's really making the news this week, is that there's actually an image of this black hole. And, I mean, it doesn't look like much but a big blob, but it looks pretty fiery and crazy.
Well, there's no light there. That's why it looks like a blob. The image shows the shadow of the hole, but not the hole itself. And then you look back. Imagine, though, 4 million times the size of our sun. That is really, you just can't imagine it. Frank, now, how do we have the technology is another thing. It's 27,000 light years away from our planet. And this is in our galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in the universe. Can you imagine what else is out there? That's the thing. And how does it affect us? Maybe it doesn't.
It makes the whole idea of Star Wars, where they just hop from planet to planet, you know, in different galaxies, it kind of makes it really a little more interesting. And maybe even plausible.
Is this real? Yeah, right, exactly. Is this real? Okay, number two this week, the war. 1,000 civilian bodies were found in Kiev this week. This area occupied by the Russians. There are a lot of people looking around trying to investigate. I don't know what they're investigating. These people were executed by the Russians. What else do you need to know? We have this war that's continuing.
Well, they have to gather evidence for war crimes if they're doing trials.
Yeah,
well, the first one was that one Russian soldier who was, I think he's in his early 20s. They captured him, and he shot and killed a guy, an older man who was just riding his bicycle.
Yeah.
And he basically executed him. So he's in custody. He's the first one to face trial.
There are, according to a Telegram story this morning, the Ukrainian military is looking for some of the other troops that have done what you just described. But apparently there's a Russian general who's come into Ukraine who is going after some of the soldiers who are defecting, who don't want to advance, who are just not doing their job according to the Kremlin. And this commander, the commander is apparently is brutal. He is not afraid of shooting soldiers that don't do their job. Apparently, the soldiers just have stopped. And one of the things that's going on here is that the company commanders even are reluctant to move. So the Russians, because of this and a manpower shortage in the theater of war to begin with, they are sending in their commander. They're just, it's, this thing is unwinnable. And they're never going to, with Putin alive, they're never going to admit to that. But that's really kind of what's going on. The Ukrainians have done what no one thought they could do. And so now the Russians are sending in people to either threaten the soldiers to do their job or to kill them or send them back to Russia and put them in jail if they don't
this
do
this. This is
what
we kind of talked about on the DJV show this week, and it's been, you know, that's been my concern, is that we're now in this prolonged period of just, you know, back and forth. And yes, yep. Some wins have happened for Ukraine. They've driven Russia out of Kyiv. They've driven Russia out of Kharkiv, which is the news that happened this week. Russia has indicated that they'd like to, that maybe they'd be interested in annexing the East. But then you have to ask, is Zelensky going to want to give up the East? And so there's a lot of questions. And if you stay in this prolonged period, you know, Ukraine will run out of resources. So then the rest of the world is compelled to continue to donate money. And I understand that. But then at what cost to the world economy? And Vladimir Putin has even noticed this. He said, look at all these Western countries. It's not just ours that have now put themselves in peril because they're throwing a lot of money towards Ukraine. And how
well, Putin's counting on everyone. Right. And Putin's counting on the rest of the countries, you know, like, oh, well, we're really into it for a couple of weeks. But now you know, we don't want to spend any more money. We don't want to send any more money. And I
or
think
taking advantage of a weak economy, which is what he did to begin with. That's
right.
Why he chose now to go into Ukraine, because right. Gas prices were high. The inflation rate was high. The economy was uncertain. He can't go in. And this is something that's really true. And people ask, what could we have done to deter it? If you keep gas prices, if you keep the price of oil about, what, gasoline about 30 to, well, probably about $40, $44 a barrel, there is no way for Putin to invade Ukraine. When gas prices started to go up, it was prime time, because that drives inflation for Putin to go in. So by having one problem that we think is completely unrelated to Russia, it shows that it weakens us as a country, as a world, really, and then he takes advantage of it.
But
he's
what
not
caused
dumb,
the increase to begin with? The increase. Why did we stop?
Well, you know, I'll give you my answer. You won't like that answer, but I think, I mean, at least in our country, I think there's been a concerted effort to get away from oil and gas and fossil fuels. And
so, but who's responsible? The bottom line is, who's responsible for the increase? Who decides that instead of $60 a barrel, oil is going to be $75 a barrel?
Well, talk
or
to
Oprah
about the availability
that,
in the market.
Right?
Yeah, it's about the availability in the market, too, about
right.
What's supply and demand. I mean, that's
and another, right, and another part of that, of the supply and demand, is that during the pandemic, in the beginning, no one drove anywhere. And oil companies were left with so much surplus that had been ordered. You know, everything gets ordered like the year before. And
yeah.
So the orders that were just sort of keeping up with, you know, normal demand, no one saw this the global pandemic coming. And so oil companies were left with just all this supply and there was no demand. And then so for the next year, for 2021, when orders went in and they started, you know, hedging futures and all the stuff that they do on Wall Street, they cut everything way, way back, and then all of a sudden the demand was there, but the supply wasn't. And so we've had all kinds of issues. It's been like following the bouncing ball. And so, yeah, when you combine that, and then prices went up, and Jen's right, and that's exactly why Putin chose the time that he did. And Ukraine's
and
just sort
go.
Of been the X factor.
18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, a point in this hour and every hour, actually, of the DJV program, where we pay attention, not that we don't always pay attention to our listeners, people who are responding to various questions that we may pose on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at DJV Show. One of the questions that Jay asked this week, for those of you who wanted to comment on the biggest news stories, which one do you think is number one? And Margaret, is it Pulo? Would you pronounce her name that way? Something.
Yeah, Pulex, Pulo, probably something like that. She's with everybody else. Out of control crime and violence in American cities. I think there are a lot of people that are focused on that. Certainly in certain cities where you just don't feel that safe to even go outside anymore.
And that's why it's number eight this week on the countdown. All right, who else? Laura Jackson.
Laura Jackson says the cost of living, also a good one. It's gone up 8%. We're only getting 2% cost of living raises. She says literally going in the hole 6% this year. How does our president explain this? And this is what a lot of people are dealing with, the real life problems, right? I call them the quality of life issues, where if you do exactly what you did last year and you did it this year, it's going to cost you $5,200 more so far into this year. And that's a huge amount of money. Costs are up on everything from food to travel to gasoline. And that's
but if you're only getting
line.
If you're only getting a 2% cost of living raise, you need to. I mean, that's not the president's fault. No president can change what the cost of living raise will be. So you need to take that up with your employer. I mean, this is a time more than
raise. Is based on employers, but I mean, truly what's happening right now, there's no explaining away the fact that inflation is real. It's high. It was 2.5%
but I'm saying
when
that
Trump
this
left
is
office. It's 8.5% under Biden.
Well,
and
2 years into a
most,
pandemic.
Well,
yes,
it
obviously
impacts the most vulnerable of us. So it's a tax. It's really a tax on the middle class and on the poor.
That's why I'm saying this is now a great time to be an employee. This is an employee's market. And so if a 2% cost of living raise is all your company's going to give you,
go work somewhere else.
Start shopping around for a better job, because there are signing bonuses you can get. I mean, there are companies. Well, but there are a lot of companies who are willing to pay more for
that. It's hard. I guess.
Well, I think the cost of living is actually more than 8%, frankly. You look across the board, and that's why I've suggested this week more than once when it
comes
to
food. Our rent went up 6% this year, so right there, that's huge.
The ability to go to a local farm to get your produce, at least you're not paying them to ship the stuff in, which is what the grocery stores are doing, and it's local and it's fresh, or something they take advantage of. Tim Lowe says what about the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court leak. He says it's just a coincidence that it occurred before a midterm election cycle, right? Sharon Jacobek said all the money going to Ukraine while our country is dying, enough already. That was what Rand Paul said this week. That's one of the trending stories this week, that he tried to block some of the aid that's going to Ukraine.
Well, he did block that $40 billion Ukraine.
Well, temporarily. It'll still move through, but a temporary block. Yeah.
And what did he say? What's his reason?
That you can't help Ukraine by killing the United States.
Well, and then that's how.
Well, at some point, right? If this just keeps going the way that it is, and it's a stalemate, at some point something has to change, right? Either NATO decides we're all going in and we're just going to start bombing the crap out of Russia, or I mean, at some point something has to change. We can't just stay in this pattern.
That's for sure. Can't keep going around. We can't sustain the cost of petroleum, not only here in our country, but elsewhere around the world. The discussion of our price, cost of living increase is part and parcel of that whole thing. Cannot be sustained. Something has to be done. All right, let's see where the leadership is. That's the question. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If your mental image of a robot in the home is Rosie from the Jetsons, it's time to meet Lucy. Small, efficient robots from the home robot company Trifo offers a new take on home help with an artificial intelligence twist. Lucy Ultra Edition is a compact, round robot that comes packed with features to make your life easier, including unique visual and depth perception so she can keep clear of objects as short as 1 inch, even pet accidents. Other standout features include Lucy's adaptive technology that allows her her to learn her surroundings, following routes that adapt to the environment while avoiding off-limit zones, and alerts you to unusual motion in the house when you aren't home. Lucy is compatible with Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant, so you can integrate her with other smart home features. Lucy doesn't only vacuum, she mops too, with a dustbin water tank combination that sends an alert when the water level gets low. For more information, visit www.trifolucy.com about the potential of advanced AI robots for home use.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Stephen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts that are generated by Talkers Magazine every week. You can check it out at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. Let me go back to with you ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Jay is off this week. I'm Doug Stephan. The Roe v. Wade leak and the conversation about that, that's the number one item this week. And I was looking at some of the comments from some of our listeners, like Tonya Reese saying part of the conversation ought to be focused on birth control, like more men getting vasectomies since they are reversible. Not a bad comment,
there's
frankly.
There's flawed logic in that, though, because vasectomies should not be considered reversible. And they're not, and it's not even a guarantee that they are. So, like, I've been seeing that a lot. But, like, again, we have a major lack of knowledge when it comes to how our bodies work. And a lot of doctors are like, okay, hello, when you get a vasectomy, it is with the understanding that it is irreversible. So
I know of men who have had them reversed, however.
You can have, there is a possibility.
It's just not always successful.
It's not successful. It has
I don't know
success
that that's
rate.
The issue here, though. I think the issue is...
Well, I think her point, Tanya's point.
Yeah, her point about birth control, but we also have to be, like, you know, informed about how we talk about birth control.
Well, I think she's also making the point that she wants it to be about men, not just about women, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Helen Tarr says, this would never have been a discussion of some people if they had not pushed full-term abortion. If you can't decide on the first 16 weeks, then abortion should not be an option. Unfortunately, it's become a very common type of birth control. Tammy Grieve writes to our social media, if a woman must give birth to a baby she doesn't want, it'll be raised without love, maybe ignored or abused. If given up for adoption, it may grow up. I grew up in an orphanage knowing nobody wanted him. I guess I'm not sure what that means, but at any rate, she says better not to be born. I understand that there are so many different... This is the problem, or this is the opportunity. It's like pretty much everything else. Not everybody agrees. But why is it somebody else's business what you do with your body? You can say, well, I'm protecting the rights of the unborn.
Well, it's sort of flimsy, especially later in pregnancy, because I understand, and I think, who was it, Helen Tarr, who said, you know, if you're going to get an abortion, do it early on. I think that's where the appetite is for most people
in
this country.
Yeah.
The problem is that the people who are running things, the far left, and they voted on it this week, and Senator Schumer, I would have never thought I'd be calling him a far leftist, but that's what he's acting like. I mean, they pushed a bill. They were trying to codify, or so they said, Roe versus Wade, but this bill expanded abortion up until the time of birth. And so then I'd ask you this question. When does the rights of the body that's being born count? Because you also have a child who could survive on their own being killed by the person who's delivering that child. And that's not okay. That is extreme, and it's murder. If you don't need the mother as a vessel anymore, then what's the difference between killing someone, killing a baby at 9 months and killing a baby that's been born for 3 months? There's a big difference. Our society treats it differently.
Pretty amazing how this goes back and forth. It really is. All right, let's move to number 7 this week. Elon Musk says Twitter, the deal to buy it, is temporarily on hold because he's trying to figure out what. What's the fake accounts? Apparently,
I don't know. I think that's a very... He claims that it's on hold because he says that he wants to prove that less than 5% of the accounts are bots. And that's been his assessment from the beginning.
I don't even
know
what that means. What is it?
Well, because there are a lot of fake bot accounts.
What is a bot account?
It's an automated, it's not real. It's an automated,
not a real person.
It's like a, it's not a real person. It's a computer-driven account. And so,
it's how they, when they say like Russia interferes Russian bots, they typically set up these things where they try to change sentiment by putting out massive amounts of the same message.
So like, and they sit in these bot farms. Right. So all these people work and they sit in bot farms. Like imagine huge call centers, but they're programming bots and they're sending out tweets through these fake bots and that you get lots of followers who are bots. I mean, it's a whole big thing. Anyway, I think this is a massive excuse. And from what everyone's saying now on Wall Street, I mean, I don't even know if this whole sale is going to go through with Twitter. I would not be surprised if this implodes.
Conversely, I think, and there's a possibility that this isn't going through. There always has been. But one of the things that Elon Musk, and he started this firestorm on Friday morning just with this simple tweet that said that the Twitter purchase is temporarily on hold because he wants details about the platform's estimate about fake accounts. So you liken this, and someone on television this morning gave this example. If you say, I'm going to pay this amount for 100 eggs, and then you say, how many of those eggs could be broken? And the person who sells them says, well, about 5% of those eggs. And then you get them home when you find that actually 35% of the eggs are broken. Then you know that you're not getting the deal. He's already paying a super high price for Twitter. And so there's a possibility that he's using this as a negotiation tool to try to get the price
down
because they're misrepresenting themselves as having more accounts than they do.
All right, let's move to number three, the economy and the appointment of Jerome Powell to a second term, whether this affects. This is who's sitting in the chair. This is probably, I think this job is more important than presidency, frankly.
Yeah, and the fact that he hadn't been confirmed yet, I mean, what is going on with Washington? It's like, I mean, look, I understand it. Maybe some people like him, some people don't. I don't really care about Jerome Powell, but somebody needs to be in that position because we've got a real problem with our economy, with inflation rates. You need someone who's
actually So there wasn't really any, though.
Quit.
That's the that's a good question because the
he's
vote was 80 to 19.
Really. Yeah,
no,
he's not a controversial figure. Right?
Yeah. So is there just nothing getting done? That's the question. Other examples, talking about inflation and the cost of inflation, airfares up almost 20% this past month.
We know it as we all fly to L.A.?
Yeah, right.
It's the most expensive flight of my life.
Very expensive.
Is it? Was it really expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very expensive now. It's twice what it was. It used to be... three for me to go back and forth from LA to Boston, $350, $380. It's now easily $800, and all the flights are full. And that's the other thing where people got to be
looking
back into their credit card.
They keep cutting so many flights, so naturally the ones that are left are full because they've just got a shortage with all kinds of stuff. United has a shortage with planes. JetBlue has a shortage of pilots. I mean, everyone's got a shortage somewhere.
Delta has a serious problem. My sister was a flight attendant. She retired during the pandemic, and they gave her a couple hundred thousand bucks. So many people took it. Now they're they're in a real hole. They're in a real jam because they shouldn't have let so many people retire. They should have done something else, and they realize that now. And my sister said, I wish I hadn't retired, frankly, because she misses it. And so it was the easy, quick grab for a few bucks, but then at the end of the day, both sides have made a lot of mistakes here because it's very expensive to hire and train new people, and there is such a demand, as we've talked about before here, on, you know, if you don't like the fact you're getting a 2% cost of living raise, go find another job. There are plenty of people looking, there are more jobs than there are people. People are just moving from one thing to the next. The airline business is one of the most secure because once you get in, they keep you in with the perks. Much as anything else. So when you look at the surging airfares, price of jet fuel, this is going to affect transportation for quite a long time, frankly. And then, as you were suggesting, Victoria, airlines like United, they've suspended routes. JetBlue has, Alaska, Southwest, number of summer flights have been canceled because they can't. They don't have the pilots. They don't have the crew. The airline United has tried to bring back its Boeing 777s. They've been grounded for over a year because of not only the pandemic, but because one of their planes, the engine blew up over Denver. Remember that back in February?
I don't remember that, but
I believe it
happened. I just don't remember it. But the pandemic is 2 years of a blur.
Yeah, well, that's kind of true. All right, let's talk about COVID here in our moments that remain, because there are a lot of things that are happening. It's number four this week on the countdown. Deaths from COVID are on the rise again. There are 365 daily deaths this past week, the average was. And this is, you know, after there have been a number of weeks of decline. Is it Omicron? Is it other? There were 77,000 new daily cases over the last week. That's up almost twice what it was the week before. Why? What's going on? The cases around me here in the Northeast, that's where they're higher. Fellow that runs the COVID department of the National Institute of Health says that the U.S. will be increasingly vulnerable to the virus this fall if Congress doesn't swiftly approve new funding for vaccines. Why the hell should Congress be funding it? The drug companies are making kajillions. Let them do the research.
Well, they won't.
They're the ones going to make
the
money.
They won't do it, though.
Somebody needs to hold their feet to the fire. Why aren't they doing it? Because it's like the chicken and the egg. They know we'll do it. The taxpayer will pay for it. Why should they do it? That's the thing. They should be the ones doing this. It's their business. And so what are we going to have? I think that Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the doctors associated with the DGV program on DGV Health, has been very outspoken when it comes to this, thinking that people should wait until the fall. And I've heard this from a lot of doctors.
For a booster or for
a booster. Yeah, for a booster shot. For the second booster shot. Getting it now is pretty much meaningless because they aren't lasting. Some of the research suggests that booster shots only last 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
Well, so, you know, not to play devil's advocate here, but the new study that came out this week is that 40% of COVID deaths are of the vaccinated now. So it's like, is it even... You know, what's the point? Maybe it needs to get better to match what variants are out there.
Mm-hmm. 15 states have reported 10 or fewer new cases, though. It's interesting, again, back to where you are, because if you're in Alabama, Arizona...
Those are cycles, right? Like it hit the Northeast really hard and fast in the beginning. California was in the beginning. And then it slowly made its way down to the South. Now it's the South is getting better, and the Northeast is now in another up cycle. I mean, right now it's twice as bad to be in New Jersey where I am than it is in L.A. And that's like it's. I just looked at the numbers, you know, from Brown University, which does a fantastic job of keeping track of all the numbers, and it's unbelievable how it's like twice as risky to be in Monmouth County, New Jersey, where I am on the shore, than it is to be in Los Angeles, a major city. It's wild. It's just
interesting. The discussion of masks and wearing them is back once again. I saw somebody. You know who Patti LuPone is?
Sure. Yeah. Broadway legend.
Star. Yep. Right. She apparently went off on people going into the theater that are not wearing masks.
Well, everybody drops their mask down below their nose, and she's upset by that because that's what the rule is. If you're going to go to see a Broadway show, you got to have your mask on. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Don't go to the show if you don't want to wear a mask.
There it is. If you can't wear a mask, don't go into the black hole. That's probably a different story.
Nobody wants to make Patti LuPone mad.
No. Heavens no. All right, so there it is. Our thoughts about the charts, the info, the ladies of the DJV program here at 48 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Top Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown show with the top 10 stories according to Talkers Magazine this week. These are the items that have been discussed most according to the research on talk radio around the country. At number 10, the situation with the wildfires in the Southwest. And what that's doing, if you look out the window in that part of the world, what do you see? Some of the pictures are really pretty dramatic. At number 9, immigration problems continue, connected to drugs especially. And that's connected to number 8, the crime, the violence as a relationship to immigration in part. Elon Musk at number 7 with the Twitter purchase, to do or not to do, that's the question. January 6th is number 6. The political arena, number 5. COVID's 4. The economy is 3. The war is 2. And the discussion of Roe v. Wade is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. The people list from Talkers Magazine this week includes 10 people who are very much a part of the stories that are in the top list, which, by the way, is published at talkers.com and also djvshow.com if you want to check these stories out. Number 10 is Xi Jinping, leader of China. Elon Musk is at 9. Josh Hawley is at 8. Mitch McConnell, number 7. Joe Manchin, 6. Dr. Oz is 5. Mr. Trump is 4. Zelensky is 3. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 2. And Joe Biden is at the top of the list, as you can imagine, with an overview of what's going on in the White House. There's always a focus on the president, isn't there? Isn't that interesting how we always seem to be, we put the president first. Even, is he really the most important? He's the most talked about person. A lot of times people confuse the fact that he's the most talked about, or whoever is in the number one slot, are they the most important or just being discussed the most? Are they two things that are the same? In my mind, the answer to that is no. But that's the people list anyway. This week from Talkers.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hey kids, what's your favorite kids' meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adult. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to do the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this past week. As according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with an entree to number five, which is a discontinuation of something from Apple.
Yeah, pour one out for the iPod. So the iPod Touch, which is the final version of iPod after 20 years.
We'll drink to this? Is that pour one out? Does that mean we'll drink to that? Is that what that means, pour one out?
No, pour one out is more like... Never mind. It's just a tribute, yes. Okay. Anyway, so, yeah, so after 20 years, the iPod has been discontinued. The iPod Touch is the most recent version of it. As Apple has noted, the first iPod came out over 20 years ago. The original model was basically just a portable music player, but as iPhones have become a camera and a portable music player and a film studio all in one, there are a lot of things that have become obsolete because of it. And, of course, that has happened to the iPod. No one needs to carry a second device when you've already got your smartphone for everything else that you need.
Right. All right, number four, Google Chrome. What's going on with that?
Google's adding a feature to their Chrome autofill system called virtual card numbers, and this is going to let you hide your credit card or debit card number while making purchases online. Google says that the feature will help make it easy to securely buy things on websites that don't support options like Google Pay or Apple Pay. And it's basically the same experience as using Chrome autofill to enter in your credit card details, but this has an added layer of security. So if you give your card number to a vendor and they abuse it, you've got a lot of rigmarole to go through, calling the bank, you know, getting a new card, new numbers, all that. That will not happen now if you use Google's virtual cards, because these are one-and-done transactions, and the vendor can't do anything, you know, with your information. So this is going to be rolling out at first with Capital One credit cards. So if you have a Capital One card and use Google Chrome, you can start right away. And they're adding support for Visa, Amex, and MasterCard is coming soon.
Number three on the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this week is a focus on a new device from AT&T. Is that what this is?
No, this is the new 911 routing system. So you don't have to do anything. This doesn't require you to buy anything or do anything differently. AT&T is the first carrier to deploy the location-based routing for 911 calls. This is a new feature that allows AT&T to transmit wireless emergency calls to the correct call center based on where you're making the call from. So if you're on your cell phone and you're stuck on the side of a highway somewhere and you call 911, in the past, all of these calls would bounce off the nearest cell tower. And so that could be up to a 10-mile radius of how far away the call actually lands. Now, with this new system, they're going to be able to accurately know where you are within 50 meters of where the call was placed. And so this is starting, this is already live now in Alaska, Colorado, Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, Wyoming, Kansas, Illinois, a bunch of other states. Excuse me. They're moving forward with adding the rest of the country, but this is a build-out that they're going, you know, kind of slowly. AT&T said it will add additional regions over the course of the next several weeks, and they expect the whole country will be covered by the end of June. Now, the FCC has gone after Verizon and T-Mobile. They are both working on the same type of system, but for whatever reason, AT&T got out there in front.
Got it. Number two, sanctions on crypto.
The U.S. Department of Treasury has done something that they've never done before. They actually sanctioned an online cryptocurrency tool that was tied to a North Korean hacking group. This is the first time that the Treasury Department has issued sanctions against a cryptocurrency mixer, which can be used for all kinds of illegal things. A North Korean cyber unit called the Lazarus Group is responsible for this. $620 million they stole back in March in cryptocurrency. So it's and they've been laundering this money, and now the Treasury Department has caught on to them and said, you know, no more of that. So it's interesting that everyone's getting into the sanctions game.
Although I did see some big company this week investing $20 million in Bitcoin. I'm trying to remember who it was. I'll remember it in a moment after you tell us what's number one this week.
Well, the White House debuted their new program for low-income Internet service plans. 20 Internet service providers have agreed to offer $30 high-speed Internet plans to low-income families, which essentially gives them free service after they qualify for a federal subsidy. This is called the Affordable Connectivity Program. It's ACP. And they're working with Verizon and Comcast and Charter. And if you think about it, what's really sad, 48 million U.S. households qualify for this program. That's how many people do not have Internet in America.
Wow.
So far, almost 12 million have signed up.
59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A violent weekend continues around the country. In Southern California, a man opened up fire inside a church this afternoon, killing one person, critically injuring four others. Orange County Sheriff, Undersheriff Jeff Halleck.
The incident happened at lunch, at a lunch banquet following the morning service. And again, to remind you, this is all very preliminary information. We believe a group of churchgoers detained him and hogtied his legs with an extension cord and confiscated at least two weapons from him. He was detained when the deputies arrived.
Officials calling the response of the parishioners an act of, quote, exceptional heroism and bravery. In Houston, two people are dead, three others wounded after a shooting at a flea market, and three people were shot and killed in Milwaukee last night. Just one night after, 21 people were wounded in three separate shootings downtown. And the 18-year-old gunman in jail now on charges he killed 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket yesterday afternoon had previously threatened a shooting at his high school just a year ago. The United States is suspending 25% import taxes on Ukraine's steel in a show of support for the country's beleaguered economy during the Russian invasion.
The Commerce Department says it will withdraw the tariffs for a year. Some of Ukraine's largest steel communities have been among the hardest hit during the war. That includes the Mariupol mill that's the only part of the strategically important port city not under Russian control.
George Williams reports Polish officials said during a recent Polish-Ukrainian energy forum, the country is ready to increase its energy assistance to neighboring Ukraine and provide steady deliveries. On the diplomatic front, Finland announced Sunday it would seek NATO membership, Sweden's governing body also endorsing the idea of applying to join the alliance. Russia's President Putin citing NATO's post-Cold War expansion in Eastern Europe as the reasons for the Ukraine invasion. Townhall.com.
Young lady from the rescue delivered happy. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect.
DINOVITE.com.
We've been using DinoVite, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy, a glow and a bounce about him.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
It's the most important domestic issue facing America today.
Public education has gone off the rails.
Don't miss the powerful new movie, Whose Children Are They?
Critical race theory is dividing our children.
They're teaching these kids X-rated sex acts.
Learn how to get our public schools back on track. Watch Whose Children Are They at SalemNow.com.
Whose Children Are They?
Whose Children Are They? Available now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Golf got a repeat champion at the Byron.
K.H. Lee has successfully defended his title at the AT&T Byron Nelson tournament, securing a one-shot victory over local favorite Jordan Spieth. Lee fired a career-low round of 63 to close out the win, becoming just one of four players to successfully win back-to-back at the prestigious Texas event. He took the lead with a brilliant eagle three at the par 5 12th hole and then held off back nine challenges from Spieth, Hideki Matsuyama, and Sebastian Munoz. It was Lee's second career PGA Tour win. I'm Graham Agar.
Steve Stricker completed a wire-to-wire win at the Regent's Tradition, closing with a 4-under-68 for a six-stroke win and his fourth PGA Tour Champions Major title. Stricker's second Tradition win at Greystone Golf and Country Club came in his third event since returning from a 6-month absence for health reasons. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The congressional panel investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol, leaving open all enforcement options, including criminal contempt for subpoenaed GOP lawmakers who refused to cooperate.
The select committee has already held two former Trump administration officials in criminal contempt for spurning the panel's formal summons to testify. One day after the committee issued similar subpoenas to 5 sitting House Republicans, top members of the investigative panel said those lawmakers would enjoy no special immunities just because they currently serve on Capitol Hill. The Republicans have defended their refusal to participate, saying the investigation is merely a political exercise concocted by Speaker Nancy Pelosi and designed to damage former President Trump and the GOP at large. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The United States is ready to remove 5 extremist groups, all believed to be defunct, from its list of foreign terrorist organizations. Although the groups are inactive, the decision is politically sensitive for the Biden administration. More at townhall.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
I'm gonna love you like I do.
And Pfizer.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, this is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, here to discuss the charts, the stories, and the people for the week of May 9th to 13th. Lots of important things being downloaded, if you will. Questions. I think we have more questions than answers, Michael, when you get right down to it, looking at all of these things that are going on and wondering. All of it's piling up. Everything seems to be piling up. There's one pile. You know, I don't know about your kitchen cabinet, if it looks like mine. There's a lot of things piled up. And that's kind of the way I feel about what's going on in the world. I would think you would have, it's a yeoman's job to look around and try to figure out what the story list ought to look like every week, because the pile gets deeper, doesn't it?
No question about it. And a lot of the piles overlap with each other. So you have piles connected to piles. And but you said something very interesting. The questions are far louder and more defined than the answers. We're dealing with rhetorical questions. We're dealing with all kinds of possibilities. And as a result, lots of opinion and little fact to base those opinions on. Because even the experts, I mean, even if you talk about COVID or you talk about the war in Ukraine or various causes of the economic conditions we're facing, there's, you know, it's good that there are different points of view, but we don't know really what the sources are in terms of true information. I've got the top 10 stories all laid out here for us if you're ready to go.
Yeah, please, let's go from number 10 to number 1, the story list from Talkers for this week.
All right, number 10, we have wildfires out in the western states. and that ties into the topic of climate change. And number nine, we have a combination of immigration and race relations. At number eight, we have crime and violence, and that's tied with gun control, which always becomes a conversation on talk shows across the country when you have crime and violence, especially gun violence. At number seven, the ongoing saga of Elon Musk and Twitter. At number six, the January 6th committee, and that's tied with a whole slew of Trump activities. Donald Trump, on one level, he's being investigated and indicted and subpoenaed and all kinds of problems. And another level, he's trying to be the king of the GOP and set the stage for a 2024 comeback. At number five, we have a continuation of number six, partisan politics and the elections, from current elections through the midterms through the presidential election of 2024. It's all on the table. At number four, COVID-19. At number three, the economy. At number two, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with changes in U.S. foreign policy. And number one, second week in a row, abortion rights. And that, of course, is hard to believe abortion is your number one topic, because talk show hosts usually don't like to talk about abortion, but right now it is center stage.
It's like the three things that lazy hosts would always go to was talking about abortion, talking about whether or not the capital punishment systems work, you know, that sort of thing, gun control. Those are all the lazy man's conversational topics until you get into a situation like now, yeah. Okay, excuse me, you're going to the people list. Yeah.
Yeah, the people list at number 10, we have Xi Jinping. We have Elon Musk at 9, Congressman Josh Hawley at 8, Mitch McConnell at 7, Joe Manchin is number 6, Dr. Mehmet Oz at 5, Donald Trump is at 4. Number 3 is Vladimir Zelensky. Number 2 is Vladimir Putin. And number 1 is Joe Biden. Another crazy week in paradise.
I was thinking of you when the business of climate change and wondering what impacts our weather. Sometimes people go out as far as looking at the sun and the sun storms and what that may be. But this week, my imagination went even further than that. And I'm betting yours did, too, because you and I enjoy these stories about what's going on in space and the discovery, or at least I don't know that it's a discovery. It's a visual some sort of confirmation as to that black hole that's in the middle of our galaxy. And because it is as huge as it is, and you think about our galaxy and the fact that this thing is like, what, 27,000 light years away or some unimaginable distance, and yet that's within our own galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in our sector of the universe, and the universe, I mean, just... It back to boggling your mind. We have look all of these things that are troubling us on the story list, and they all seem inconsequential when you look at the enormity of what else there is, what else goes on, how else the universe is shaped. You feel
well,
that way?
Obviously, as Carl Sagan called it, a pale blue dot. Yeah. And on that little pale blue dot is every life that ever lived in the human race, every story of history, every battle, every war, every book ever written, every song ever recorded, every religion, all the family lineages and our history all the way back to the beginning of the human race and life itself. All, everything we know, everybody we know, all exist on that pale little blue dot, a speck in a giant infinite ocean of cosmology.
Yeah, it sounds dramatic, but think about something, again, we can't even begin to imagine. This thing is 4 million times the size of our sun. It's called Sagittarius A. There have been a lot of inferences, but no sighting until now. And this is a photo, sort of.
The way they do this is they're able to tell that black holes are there by the impact they have on the stars that surround them.
Mm-hmm. They suck them in.
So
basically.
Yeah, well,
right?
they don't just suck them in. What they do is, in many cases, they cause them to go into orbit around them. A black hole has the same basic premise, the same basic effect on the space around it as a star. A black hole is a star whose gravity is so powerful, almost infinite, to the point that light cannot escape it, that even photons, even light, cannot get the kind of escape velocity necessary to leave the star. As a result, they appear black, which means they don't appear at all. We can't see them.
Right.
Now we're starting to see them because there's a little bit of a haze around the event horizon, and some of them actually spew out beams of energy, so you can see them. So now with the new telescopes that we have and the amazing technology that astronomers have, we're actually able to now see these black holes, or evidence of them, visual evidence of black holes that before we could not possibly imagine seeing, but we knew that they were there based upon mathematical theory.
Yep. Wow. Also based on, well, I suppose this is a mathematical theory, Einstein's theory of general relativity, which is, I think, what you're referring to, in essence.
Yes.
Predictions that he made well over 100 years ago as to what
you're
is out
believe,
there,
what,
you know, energy is never lost. It just changed its form.
That's a whole other area of controversy with black holes that the late Stephen Hawking was involved in. And they call it Hawking radiation, the fact that Hawking discovered that actually black holes eventually start to evaporate and given enough time will disappear.
And
all of the stuff that went in them is now going to come out of them.
Yeah.
But we don't know anything about black holes in terms of what they really mean. This is an area of physics where everything that we know breaks down. And we're really facing a set of unknowns that are greater than what we do know.
It's hugely important to have a grasp of this, and yet we still are spending a lot of time trying to deal with the issues of the day that seem pretty simplistic as compared to this. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here to discuss with me the stories and the people, more discussing it with you. We continue in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me take you back to 1997 for a moment. The folks at Calitrin set out to create a drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product that would be safe for everybody. They tested it. They did studying. They went through all kinds of machinations to come up with Calitrin, which is the healthiest weight loss formula ever created. Think about this. They've been around for 25 years. You know, and I know, there are things on the market right now. You can see the ads all over the Internet. You can hear ads on radio and television for these things. They are here today and literally gone tomorrow. Not the case with Calitrin. Hundreds of thousands of successful uses of this. People all over the place talking about their journal to better health. You can get some of their stories by going to Calitrin's website. It's toploss.com. So the underscore here is this is a product that works. Now there are three ways to deliver it. The traditional capsules, the liquid, and now in powder form. Check it all out. And by the way, get to the bottom line. Lose the weight. Keep it off naturally with Calitrin at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, it's now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen to go where no man has gone.
What?
Right? I mean, that's what we're doing, Ken.
Well, I
right?
do want to say, since we're speaking about stars and space, I want to throw a plug out for the new Star Trek called Strange New Worlds, you know, to go where no one has gone before. This one's a good one. Finally, after years of crap, the Star Trek producers have decided to please the fans, and this new show is fantastic.
But you know what's so annoying about it? It's on it's a pay service.
Tell me about it.
Instead of going to the movies to see these things on a big screen where they need to be seen, the energy that goes into creating this quote-unquote need to fill the spaces of the streaming outfits that are sending you product that you can only watch on a small screen, it is anathema to me. I find it annoying as hell, frankly, because a lot of these movies that are out, I'm very interested in, have followed them as long as they have been around, and I want to see them on a big screen. And basically, I'm being told I can't. Even if I want to pay for it, I can't see it on a big screen. It's absurd, frankly.
Well, that's an interesting topic that you bring up, the changes in our culture when it comes to cinema, movie theaters, television and streaming networks. All of this is part of the change we're going through. Of course, I do want to point out, as a counterpoint to what you said, that never before in the history of television have we had such opportunity to have big screens in our house with great sound systems, home theaters, you know.
Yeah, that's right. There are big screens around. Okay, let's go back to us to something else that sort of is mind-blowing. We're talking about the stars and the moon and the stuff that's up above and down below. This past week, paleontologists discovered a 66-million-year-old fossilized dinosaur embryo, an unhatched dinosaur. How about that? What does that mean? We could live Jurassic Park in reality. Somebody could take this into a laboratory, conceivably, right? And cook it up, and we've got a dinosaur. Stranger things. You think this movie's coming to real life. Yes? What do you think of that?
I think that every time I turn on TV, I see some kind of a T-Rex running around, and it's Jurassic Park 83.
I know, right. They're all
It's the same scene. The dinosaur chasing the guy in the car on a muddy road.
I can't get in. Watching those creatures eat. I don't know.
Yeah, jump. You have to have the obligatory scene where the beast comes down and grabs the poor victim in his jaws and chomps them.
Yeah. Right. The end of that. That's it.
That's what's going to happen to us now for real.
Yeah, maybe. Well, this is a dinosaur egg that was unhatched. How do you even know what that is going to lead to? If the thing has been produced, does that mean the internal side of it is no good, or could we imagine?
As long as there are no two eggs, at least, you know, if it's only one dinosaur, eventually, you know, we'll be able to
breed him with a rhino or something. Who knows? An elephant.
Gosh.
There we go. Okay, let's talk about number three, the economy. Stock market was mixed this past week, up and down and sideways. There is a question. Actually, the economy is tied to number seven, I think, Elon Musk and Twitter. That's a huge deal that may not happen.
Because I know he's putting it on hold.
Right.
For reasons that I can't figure out. He sent out a tweet that doesn't make sense to me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have it in front of me, but it just doesn't make sense to me. And if you can find it, we can go over it. If not, just leave it suffice.
No, I can find it.
It doesn't make sense.
We have to pause, though, for a few things for the items of interest from our local stations here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 past the hour.
If your mental image of a robot in the home is Rosie from the Jetsons, it's time to meet Lucy. Small, efficient robots from the home robot company Trifo offers a new take on home help with an artificial intelligence twist. Lucy Ultra Edition is a compact, round robot that comes packed with features to make your life easier, including unique visual and depth perception so she can keep clear of objects as short as 1 inch, even pet accidents. Other standout features include Lucy's adaptive technology that allows her her to learn her surroundings, following routes that adapt to the environment while avoiding off-limit zones, and alerts you to unusual motion in the house when you aren't home. Lucy is compatible with Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant, so you can integrate her with other smart home features. Lucy doesn't only vacuum, she mops too, with a dustbin water tank combination that sends an alert when the water level gets low. For more information, visit www.trifolucy.com about the potential of advanced AI robots for home use.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
In
In the fun zone. I don't know how much fun this is. It's actually fun for Michael and I to get together every week and right. go through all of the things that are weathering the storm, shall we say. The right. charts
in
from Talker's Magazine.
Blasphemy.
Yes, right.
Way, my gosh. Yeah,
horrible. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talker's Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen. Did you want to talk more about the black hole? What did we say?
No, we were talking about Twitter.
All right.
Musk put out
about a
tweet
a black
saying,
hole.
Yeah, listen to this.
Yeah. All right.
Musk puts out a tweet. Now, the guy has got a $43 billion deal going. Totally yep. is the center of attention. Everybody's talking about it. And then all of a sudden he, you know, arbitrarily puts out a tweet about Twitter, a tweet saying, listen to this, Twitter deal temporarily on hold, pending details supporting calculation that spam/fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users. I'm laughing because that is basically saying, hey, we want to make sure that what they're claiming is true, that it's only less than 5% of users. It took me about 2 hours this morning to figure, you know, to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's convoluted, and basically, he should. That's the thing that's putting it on hold, you know, not like how much money it's making.
Who's he kidding?
I get the feeling. I don't know. There's something about him, I got to tell you, that really makes me unsettled.
Well, is it that people like that, people who are able to imagine and create what he's created to create the kind of wealth that he has? There's a genius that goes with that. And usually
Correct.
With genius, there is a bit of dishevelment, if you will. People yeah. don't think, the average person doesn't think in a way that would be, that creates, allows you to create all of this wealth. I'm not even sure he set out to make the money. I think he just is quirky enough to have imagined, okay, how do we do pen pal? Or how do we do PayPal pen pal?
PayPal, right. No, but you see what happens? What happens in our society is that we suddenly all just bestow an individual with all kinds of superhuman powers, and we trust them with more than they originally set out to accomplish. In other words, yes, is he a creative genius? Definitely. Has he built some companies that are impressive? Yes. But this whole Twitter thing has taken it to a different level, where there's just acceptance. Oh, yeah, he can buy whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants, and he's a genius. He knows something we don't know. He's,
really?
He's
What's
plugged
that?
In. I don't know. In other words, we bestow other mortals with superhuman powers.
Okay.
Because do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. And I'm going to give you another example of how silly we are. We have, in a way, we've made a hero out of the leader of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky. As an example of that, he signed a Major League Baseball that was put up at auction this week, sold for $50,000 so that they can create this. There's a fund that's helping the people who have been displaced by, you know, the war in Ukraine. So some collector in the Midwest bought a baseball that has nothing. I mean, he's not a baseball player. He's a guy.
But at least, but this is for charity, you know.
No, I understand that. It just, but is he the one? Now, he's the one getting the attention, so he's the hero of the day, he's the person of the day, he's the one that everybody, I gotta, you know, if he signed a t-shirt or something 2 years ago, would it have been worth anything? No, people didn't even know who the guy was.
Right,
so,
right. Circumstances create this aura around people in which we bestow upon them more than the facts warrant. That's basically what we're saying. And, you know, look, when Sarah Palin first popped on the scene, who was this brilliant governor of, you know, Alaska?
Yeah, right. I'm voting for her. She's cute.
She should be president.
Right.
How about Andrew Cuomo? He ran a few press conferences and called in the National Guard at one of the points in the pandemic when everybody was panicked. Immediately, get Biden off the ticket. Put Cuomo on.
After he harasses some of his help.
we're too quick to trust and bestow upon people we don't know, other human beings with superhuman powers. And that's because we're desperate to believe that somebody out there has the answer.
Well, why aren't we desperate to believe in ourselves? Why don't we believe in ourselves?
That's a part of the ongoing
question of the day.
That's the ongoing conflict between the rights of the individual versus the so-called needs of the collective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty amazing. All right, and maybe along that same line of what you were just talking about, who gets to be on the top of the heap? Tom Brady signs a deal with Fox this week to be the highest paid analyst they've ever had, making about as much money for doing that as he is making as a quarterback. And Al Michaels is the one who really started all of this, because at his age, he's my age, he got a deal for $11 million to just do these things on Amazon.
Yeah.
And who's
going
to listen to these football games on Amazon?
Tom Brady should be a coach, not an analyst. He should be a coach. He's a brilliant football strategist.
Maybe he should do
both. I mean, Tony Romo is succeeding beyond anybody's wildest expectations as a color caller.
I thought he had a restaurant chain.
I forgot about was it Tony Romo's ribs?
No, it's Tony Roma. It was a different
Roma. I remember that from. Yeah. That
he was the. He had some visible girlfriend. That was what his claim wasn't football. Yeah. He had some hot girlfriend. Seems to
Tony Romo is from Central Casting. He's handsome.
Yeah.
He's personable. He's likable. He's smart, and he's the best football color caller I've ever seen. He's stunningly accurate. He tells you what the next play is going to be. He reads the minds of the coaches. He's in a perfect place.
Better than Boomer?
Better than anybody. Better than Boomer. Boomer's good, too. But I think Tony Romo's the best color caller in football. I'm not the only one who thinks that, obviously. He's making a fortune and doing very well. As far as Tom Brady, his strength is he's able to look at the field and in one flash of a microsecond figure out what's going on. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's
where does end that ball? Yep. Jessica Simpson was who I was thinking about that dated Tony Romo for quite a long time. Not that that means anything to anybody. It's just one of those passing comments. Back to the countdown. And
I thought you were dating her.
No, but I wouldn't have minded.
Go on.
Russia and Ukraine. Number two, Finland is moving toward NATO.
Yep.
And there are a lot of people who are supporting them. You know, they have an 830-mile border with Russia. They want protection because they don't trust the Russians. I remember taking a talk radio trip, and going up to northern Finland, driving into Russia on a little back road. There was no custom or nothing. We just drove in a little bus, three or four of us, across the border of Finland into Russia. I don't think you were on that trip with
me. No, I avoided that trip. I remember I was following it. I was involved in setting it up somehow, but I didn't go.
Uh-uh.
And I hear the drive from Norway to the Finland-Russia border was a very long, arduous drive. Do you recall? I remember.
I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah. But what was your thoughts? What are your thoughts,
Jessica,
about it?
What, yeah. Finland going into NATO?
No, first, what were your thoughts about being in Russia, in Finland? Did you see anything of interest?
It reminded me of going from Massachusetts to New Hampshire. Just like, it was no big deal. And at the time, this would be 1996, 1997, somewhere in there. And I just was in awe at how porous the border was. You know, we talk about how porous our border is. The number nine item this week on the story list is immigration problems. All these people, the government's doing nothing. People are coming across the border, mostly the southern border, in throngs, many of them carrying drugs and that stuff. And, you know, I think we want to protect our border. And in this case, apparently things were so cool, calm, and collected between the Finns and the Russians that nobody paid attention. This was like a back dirt road that we took. The driver knew the road, and so we didn't have to have passports out. I remember checking. We went to St. Petersburg, which is up in that northern part, not far from Finland, and then let's call Leningrad today, or has it been changed back to St. Petersburg? I can't remember. That was the most beautiful thing I saw in Russia. I thought the Kremlin there was fabulous. We had an afternoon with the mayor of St. Petersburg. I remember this guy reminded me of the bad guys that you see on all the TV shows. The bad Russian. But he was very interesting, very charming, very good English.
And his head was shaven, and the back of his neck was all wrinkled.
Yeah. He had a triple X on the back of his neck.
Yeah. So let's change gears here. And what do you think about the fact that Finland wants to join NATO?
I think it needs to. I think all of these countries need to be in NATO, and then it would be nice if NATO would actually do something.
NATO to do anything? How would you like for suddenly Russia to attack Finland, and now we have to go to war against Russia to protect Finland?
Come see, come sigh, isn't it? I mean, there's strength in unity, I mean, strength in numbers, and the more people that are on there, you know, the Russians say they attacked Ukraine because they didn't want them to join NATO, because they were worried. NATO's not going to do anything unless they're provoked, and even now they've been provoked and they're not doing anything. So, you know, one wonders all of this stuff, the geopolitical world is so full of themselves.
Well, let's talk a bit more about this on the other side of the break, because we've left. All well, right. We don't have time. All right, next
45.
Next week.
We'll see. We have time for 45 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list from Talkers Magazine this week includes 10 people who are very much a part of the stories that are in the top list, which, by the way, is published at talkers.com and also djvshow.com if you want to check these stories out. Number 10 is Xi Jinping, leader of China. Elon Musk is at 9. Josh Hawley is at 8. Mitch McConnell, number 7. Joe Manchin, 6. Dr. Oz is 5. Mr. Trump is 4. Zelensky is 3. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 2, and Joe Biden is at the top of the list, as you can imagine, with an overview of what's going on in the White House. There's always a focus on the president, isn't there? Isn't that interesting how we always seem to be, we put the president first. Even is he really the most important? He's the most talked about person. A lot of times people confuse the fact that he's the most talked about, or whoever is in the number one slot, are they the most important, or just being discussed the most? Are there two things that are the same? In my mind, the answer to that is no. But that's the people list anyway. This week, from Talkers.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering
ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with the top 10 stories according to Talkers Magazine this week. These are the items that have been discussed most according to the research on talk radio around the country. At number 10, the situation with the wildfires in the Southwest and what that's doing. If you look out the window in that part of the world, what do you see? Some of the pictures are really pretty dramatic. At number 9, immigration problems continue, connected to drugs especially. And that's connected to number 8, the crime, the violence is a relationship to immigration in part. Elon Musk at number 7 with the Twitter purchase, to do or not to do, that's the question. January 6th is number 6. The political arena, number 5. COVID's 4. The economy is 3. The war is 2. And the discussion of Roe v. Wade is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, Michael, final thoughts on issues of the week.
Well, as I said earlier, it's a crazy week. We left off with Russia and Finland. Look, anything that further exacerbates Russia's security paranoia is not a good thing.
So you don't think Finland should be a part of NATO?
I whether they're part of NATO or not is their business and NATO's business, but anything that increases our chances to go to war with Russia because they're bugging other people makes me nervous.
What makes me nervous is that one guy can make all this trouble for the entire world. That's what makes me nervous. All right, Michael, thank you. Talk Radio Countdown Show here at 10 before the hour.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect and the Sikh Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, May 20th from noon until 6 p.m. at the Faith Lutheran Church at 1590 Spruce Street in Anderson. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters. Kids 5 to 11 and youth 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, May 20th from noon until 6 p.m. at Faith Lutheran Church at 1590 Spruce Street in Anderson.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is one Stephen J.J. Wiseman, and he is one in a million. like that black hole that was discovered this week in the middle of the galaxy is a big black hole. How do we even imagine? I mean, you're a professor of law, so you don't get into this with your students, although this would be an interesting conversation to have with students as to what they imagine a black hole to be like. What it is, 27,000 light years away, and it's in our galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in the universe. What do you suppose, who's in charge of legal stuff in the galaxy? Do we know?
The right's there. You know, the thing is, I'm fascinated by that. And frankly, one of the biggest things that hit me is that black holes are so dense that light is not, the gravity is such that light can't even escape. So I'm trying to figure out what is the source of the red color if there is no light. Yeah, that kind of thing fascinates me.
We'll check with Albert Einstein and get back to you next week. All right.
I will.
Now, on our list, the Ukrainian war number two this week, and since you are the king, not of scammers, but of helping people get away from or be aware of scams, there is a huge problem with scammers seizing on opportunity because of the war, not only on our side, but the Russians, as they're great at creating scams. They've been creating content that is, that's getting people to donate to things that don't exist. Now, you look out for these, and I don't know what do you go for in terms of names? That's what is off-putting about this, because the Russians aren't doing a great job in the war, but they're doing a great job. Like there's one I saw, the pro-separatist videos that were part of supposedly an engagement, help. They're saying help the Ukrainians beat the Russians, and it's the Russians who are doing the scam.
Yeah.
So
it's been incredible. This war has is the first major war where cyber warfare has been a part of it. And you're right, the scammers, both government related from Russia and then just all kinds of opportunist scammers, have been hitting on this and hitting on it, contacting people in every way. They've been phones, calls, and the thing is, even if you're on the federal do not call list, legitimate charities are allowed to call you, so the scammers will call and pretend they're legitimate charities. They're contacting people and showing up on social media. TikTok has had a lot of fake videos trying to get people to donate. The thing is, you can't tell. You absolutely can't tell which is legitimate and which is not, which is why there's a great resource you can go to that'll do the job for you, and it's called charitynavigator.org. Mm-hmm. And it's a website you can go to that you put in the name of the charity, and it'll tell you first if it's legit, and second of all, where the real contact information is, because you may be contacted by a scammer posing as a legitimate charity. So you find out what's legit, where they are. You'll also find out how much of what they collect, you and I have talked about this before, actually goes towards the charitable purposes, and how much to line their own pocket. And there have been some that have been very popular that have really disappointed me when I find out they're lining their own pocket.
Red Cross is a perfect example of that as far as I'm concerned. All right, here's another scam that has come to light this past week. And Google is suing a scammer that's using its facilities as an online puppy fraud scheme. Did you see this? People paying thousands of dollars for so-called purebred puppies, and they don't exist? Wow.
Yeah, I wrote about this a lot, actually, on Scamicide.com, and it was good to see Google actually stepping up to police people who are using their services for scams. What the puppy fraud has always been a problem, people buying non-existent puppies online, but it just went crazy. It became a pandemic during the pandemic, and so many people, wanted these dogs for all kinds kinds of emotional support, and I totally understand that. They will, and they'll take photos from other legitimate sites and put them on there. The bottom line is, you know, sometimes they'll proclaim that they're American Kennel Society, you know, approved, and frankly, there aren't any. The thing is, if they are registered with the AKC, the litters would be registered with the AKC. Bottom line is, you really shouldn't buy any kind of a dog without actually seeing the dog and having a vet check. So you got to be really wary with any kind of online animal purchase.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer legal expert here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. One person was killed, four others critically wounded when a gunman opened fire inside a Southern California church during a Sunday afternoon lunch buffet.
The shooting happened at Geneva Presbyterian Church in the city of Laguna Woods, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Department. Deputies have detained one person and recovered a weapon. Paramedics were on scene to treat and transport multiple patients. Federal agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives have also responded to the scene.
George Williams says Laguna Woods, a city of about 16,000 people, is located some 50 miles southeast of downtown Los Angeles. When police arrived, they found that parishioners had captured and hogtied an Asian male in his 60s. Just hours after 21 people were wounded in three separate shootings in downtown Milwaukee Friday night, three people were shot and killed early Sunday morning. And police say there was a lot of planning that went into Saturday's attack at a Buffalo supermarket that killed 10 people and injured three others. Officials say the 18-year-old gunman researched the local demographics and arrived a day in advance to conduct reconnaissance with the intent of killing as many black people as possible. Providing military weapons and supplies for Ukraine in its defense against Russia's invasion has started to deplete U.S. supplies, and that concerns former Missouri Senator Jim Talent.
We would have exhausted our stockpiles quickly in the event of some kind of a major contingency in the Far East, for example, so we need to be stockpiling.
Republican tells the Salem Radio Network that our defense spending needs to resupply what's already been used.
We have shortfalls in current readiness. We have shortfalls in current inventory, and we are not prepared to have the systems that we need in the next decade either.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The NBA certainly has an international flair.
Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic has the league's MVP award for a second straight season this past week, making it 4 straight MVPs for foreign-born players. The Serbian big man beat out 2-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo of Greece and the reigning champion Milwaukee Bucks and Philadelphia center Joel Embiid of Cameroon to mark another first. Never before have the top 3 in MVP voting all been internationals. John Scott reporting.
The Celtics beat the defending champ Milwaukee Bucks 109-81 to advance to the Eastern Finals against the Heat in Miami on Tuesday. And the Mavericks stunned the top-seeded Suns in Phoenix with a 123-90 blowout, advancing to the Western Conference Final for the first time since 2011. They'll play the Warriors in San Francisco. Game 1 Wednesday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A battle is brewing at Starbucks.
Leaders of various religions are calling on the company to stop charging extra for vegan milk alternatives. The Interfaith Coalition says the practice amounts to attacks on people who have embraced plant-based lifestyles. Now, Starbucks says it does not charge for a splash of non-dairy milk or soy milk, coconut milk, almond milk, and oat milk, though it does levy a surcharge for customized beverages made largely with those substitutes. Jason Walker reporting.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, the leading Democrat in the state's high-profile Senate contest, has suffered a stroke. Officials say the 52-year-old did not suffer any cognitive damage and is on his way to a full recovery. And it was Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen has been being treated for a minor stroke as well. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, Dad. Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming at the hour, and this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a weekly feature of the DJV program and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The participants here are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with an overview of the charts. I'll go through the stories and the people list quickly. And then let's get at some of the things that have made conversation compelling this week on a lot of the nation's big talk radio programs. That's what Talkers does. They survey the show hosts and the programs and the stations that carry the news talk format. It's been going on for 29 years now. Every week, 52 weeks a year, the charts. This happens to be the week of May the 9th to the 13th at number 10, a continuing conversation about the climate and what's going on with the wildfires at number 9, immigration problems, number 8, crime and punishment, in a manner of speaking. Number 7, what's going on with Twitter? Is he or isn't he? We'll talk about that. January 6th, that same old, still at in the countdown at number 6. The politics of votes and what's going on with people like Rand Paul. We'll get to that. The COVID situation is number 4. Economy is 3. The war is 2. And the situation with Roe v. Wade and the discussion of abortion rights is number 1 this week. On the people list, Xi Jinping on the 10th position. Musk is at 9. Josh Hawley is at 8. Mitch McConnell is at 7. Joe Manchin at 6. Dr. Oz at 5. Trump is 4. Zelensky's 3. Putin is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. One of the things that I found most compelling when we go back to number 10 this week, I've been looking at what's in the last 24 hours become a huge story, and maybe that's why I attach it to number 10, but I think it belongs, it has its own spot. And that is the revelation of the black hole in our galaxy. Have you seen this, ladies, this huge black hole?
Yeah, I saw something spinning around.
Yeah.
I think it lives under my couch. Isn't that where it is?
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah,
it's where all the socks go when you do laundry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the most powerful black hole the universe has ever seen or followed. It is 4 million times the size of our sun, created around a hole, basically. And this is what makes it so amazing, because we can't really, how do you imagine something that's this enormous?
And what's on the other side?
Well, that's the question. What is on the other side? What's in the hole? As more gas and things that, it's the decomposition of what the universe has used to compose planets and stars, the sun, the way the heat comes from, the light comes from. And so this big hole is in the middle of our galaxy, but it's so far away, it's like 4 billion light years, and it's in our galaxy. Remember a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was a month or so ago, I posted a picture of what the new telescope is. There was the Webb telescope, isn't it? The named after the fellow that ran the space program for a good number of years. So this thing has taken a shot of our galaxy and of sort of the known universe. And you see how little, how tiny our galaxy is. And yet the galaxy is so big, it has this big black hole in the middle of it. And into this hole gets sucked planets and sun. The galaxy is full of solar systems like ours. And they just get sucked into this black hole. And then they come out on the other side, in a manner of speaking, because the gases reform, and that's how new planets start. Are you following me? The reason I bring it up is because there are those who think that even though this is that far away, what goes on with these suns affects our climate, or the climate, the influence of all of this stuff traveling around in space, and how it bombards, you know, planets, the sun, which is 93 million miles away from us. You'd think, okay, how's that going to influence our weather? But the sun, the storms, if you look at the surface of the sun, are so tremendous, so huge, that they do. They affect everything from our weather to satellite distribution of radio programs like this, how your cell phone works, how anything that's electric works around this. I find it fascinating. Am I leaving everybody in the dust with this discussion?
No, well, I think it's really interesting.
I think it'd be interesting to, if we ever had some sort of technology that, you know, where you could really fly into a black hole and really see what's in there.
Right.
I think
and
that's
come
kind
on
of
the
interesting.
Other side.
Yeah.
Sounds
can
like
you
it.
Come out though? Don't you die in there?
Even if you turn around and come back, if it's like a drone or
you
something,
can back
just
up.
To see what it looks like.
Like wrong turn. Sorry. I'm gonna flip a Yui here.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
I mean, what's notable is that we have a picture of it. You know, that's what's really making making the news this week, is that there's actually an image of this black hole. And, I mean, it doesn't look like much but a big blob, but it looks pretty fiery and crazy.
Well, there's no light there. That's why it looks like a blob. The image shows the shadow of the hole, but not the hole itself. And then you look back. Imagine, though, 4 million times the size of our sun. That is really, you just can't imagine it. Frank, now, how do we have the technology is another thing. It's 27,000 light years away from our planet. And we are, and this is in our galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in the universe. Can you imagine what else is out there? That's the thing. And how does it affect us? Maybe it doesn't.
It makes the whole idea of Star Wars, where they just hop from planet to planet, you know, in different galaxies, it kind of makes it really a little more interesting. And maybe even plausible.
Is this real? Yeah, right, exactly. Is this real? Okay, number two this week, the war. 1,000 civilian bodies were found in Kiev this week. This area occupied by the Russians. There are a lot of people looking around trying to investigate. I don't know what they're investigating. These people were executed by the Russians. What else do you need to know? We have this war that's continuing.
Well, they have to gather evidence for war crimes. Are they starting to do trials?
Well, the
first one was that one Russian soldier who was, I think he's in his early 20s. They captured him, and he shot and killed a guy, an older man who was just riding his bicycle.
Yeah.
And he basically executed him. So he's in custody. He's the first one to face trial.
There are, according to a Telegram story this morning, the Ukrainian military is looking for some of the other troops that have done what you just described. But apparently there's a Russian general who's come into Ukraine who is going after some of the soldiers who are defecting, who don't want to advance, who are just not doing their job according to the Kremlin. And this commander, the commander is apparently brutal. He is not afraid of shooting soldiers that don't do their job. Apparently, the soldiers just have stopped. And one of the things that's going on here is that the company commanders even are reluctant to move. So the Russians, because of this and a manpower shortage in the theater of war to begin with, they are sending in their commander. This thing is unwinnable. And they're never going to, with Putin alive, they're never going to admit to that. But that's really kind of what's going on. The Ukrainians have done what no one thought they could do. And so now the Russians are sending in people to either threaten the soldiers to do their job or to kill them or send them back to Russia and put them in jail if they don't do
this. This is what we kind of talked about on the DJV show this week, and it's been, you know, that's been my concern, is that we're now in this prolonged period of just, you know, back and forth. And yes, some wins have happened for Ukraine. They've driven Russia out of Kyiv. They've driven Russia out of Kharkiv, which is the news that happened this week. Russia has indicated that they'd be interested in annexing the East, but then you have to ask, is Zelensky going to want to give up the East? And so there are a lot of questions, and if you stay in this prolonged period, you know, Ukraine will run out of resources, so then the rest of the world is compelled to continue to donate money, and I understand that. But then at what cost to the world economy? And Vladimir Putin has even noticed this. He said, look at all these Western countries. It's not just ours that have now put themselves in peril because they're throwing a lot of money towards Ukraine. And how
Putin's counting on everyone. Right. And Putin's counting
folding
on the rest of the countries, you know, like, oh, well, we're really into it for a couple of weeks. But now we don't want to spend any more money. We don't want to send any more money. And I think
taking advantage of a weak economy, which is what he did to begin with. That's
right.
Why he chose now to go into Ukraine, because
gas
prices were high. The inflation rate was high. The economy was uncertain. He can't go in. And this is something that's really true. When people ask, what could we have done to deter it? if you keep gas prices, if you keep the price of oil about, what, gasoline about 30 to, well, probably about $44 a barrel, there is no way for Putin to invade Ukraine. When gas prices started to go up, it was prime time because that drives inflation for Putin to go in. So by having one problem that we think is completely unrelated to Russia, it shows that it weakens us as a country, as a world, really, and then he takes advantage of it.
But what caused the increase to begin with? The increase. Why did we stop?
Well, you know, I'll give you my answer. You don't like that answer, but I think, I mean, at least in our country, I think there's been a concerted effort to get away from oil and gas and fossil fuels. And
so, but who's responsible? The bottom line is who's responsible for the increase? Who decides that instead of $60 a barrel, oil is going to be $75 a barrel?
Well, talk to
us
about the availability in the market. Right. Yeah, it's about the availability in the market, too, about
right.
what's supply and demand. I mean, that's
and so, and another right, and another part of that, of the supply and demand, is that during the pandemic, in the beginning, no one drove anywhere. And oil companies were left with so much surplus that had been ordered. You know, everything gets ordered like the year before. And
yeah.
so the orders that were just sort of keeping up with, you know, normal demand, no one saw this the global pandemic coming. And so oil companies were left with just all this supply and there was no demand. And then so for the next year, for 2021, when orders went in and they started, you know, hedging futures and all the stuff that they do on Wall Street, they cut everything way, way back, and then all of a sudden the demand was there, but the supply wasn't. And so we've had all kinds of issues. It's been like following the bouncing ball. And so, yeah, when you combine that, and then prices went up, and Jen's right, and that's exactly why Putin chose the time that he did. And Ukraine's
and
just sort
go.
Of been the X factor.
18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Pronounce her name that way, something.
Yeah, Pulex, probably, yeah. Something like that. She's with everybody else, out-of-control crime and violence in American cities. I think there are a lot of people that are focused on that, certainly in certain cities where you just don't feel that safe to even go outside anymore.
And that's why it's number 8 this week on the countdown. All right, who else? Laura Jackson.
Laura Jackson says the cost of living, also a good one. It's gone up 8%. We're only getting 2% cost of living raises. She says literally going in the hole 6% this year. How does our president explain this? And this is what a lot of people are dealing with, the real life problems, right? I call them the quality of life issues, where if you do exactly what you did last year and you did it this year, it's going to cost you $5,200 more so far into this year. And that's a huge amount of money. Costs are up on everything from food to travel to gasoline. And
if you're only getting a 2% cost of living raise, you need to, I mean, that's not the president's fault. No president can change what the cost of living raise will be. So you need to take that up with your employer. I mean,
is based on employers, but I mean, truly what's happening right now, there's no explaining away the fact that inflation is real. It's high. It was 2.5%,
but I'm saying
when
that
Trump
this
left
is
office. It's 8.5% under Biden.
Well,
and
2 years into a pandemic.
Well,
yes,
it,
obviously.
It impacts the most vulnerable of us. So it's a tax. It's really a tax on the middle class and on the poor.
That's why I'm saying this is now a great time to be an employee. This is an employee's market. And so if a 2% cost of living raise is all your company's going to give you,
go work somewhere else.
Start shopping around for a better job, because there are signing bonuses you can get. I mean, there are companies. Well, but there are a lot of companies who are willing to pay more for
that. It's hard. I guess.
Well, I think the cost of living is actually more than 8%, frankly. You look across the board, and that's why I've suggested this week more than once when it
comes
to
food. Our rent went up 6% this year. So right there, that's huge.
The ability to go to a local farm to get your produce, at least you're not paying them to ship the stuff in, which is what the grocery stores are doing, and it's local and it's fresh, so something to take advantage of. Tim Lowe says what about the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court leak. He says it's just a coincidence that it occurred before a midterm election cycle, right? Sharon Jacobek said, all the money going to Ukraine while our country is dying, enough already. That was what Rand Paul said this week. That's one of the trending stories this week, that he tried to block some of the aid that's going to Ukraine.
Well, he did block that $40 billion Ukraine.
Well, temporarily. It'll still move through, but a temporary block. Yeah.
And what did he say? What's his reason?
That you can't help Ukraine by killing the United States.
Well, and then... That's
well, at some point, right, if this just keeps going the way that it is and it's a stalemate, at some point something has to change, right? Either NATO decides we're all going in and we're just going to start bombing the crap out of Russia, or, I mean, at some point something has to change. We can't just stay in this pattern.
That's for sure. Can't keep going around and around. We can't sustain the cost of petroleum, not only here in our country but elsewhere around the world. The discussion of our price, cost of living increase is part and parcel of that whole thing. Cannot be sustained. Something has to be done. All right, let's see where the leadership is. That's the question. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If your mental image of a robot in the home is Rosie from the Jetsons, it's time to meet Lucy. Small, efficient robots from the home robot company Trifo offers a new take on home help with an artificial intelligence twist. Lucy Ultra Edition is a compact, round robot that comes packed with features to make your life easier, including unique visual and depth perception so she can keep clear of objects as short as 1 inch, even pet accidents. Other standout features include Lucy's adaptive technology that allows her to learn her surroundings, following routes that adapt to the environment while avoiding off-limit zones, and alerts you to unusual motion in the house when you aren't home. Lucy is compatible with Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant, so you can integrate her with other smart home features. Lucy doesn't only vacuum, she mops too, with a dustbin water tank combination that sends an alert when the water level gets low. For more information, visit www.trifolucy.com about the potential of advanced AI robots for home.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
$50 or more. This is your sign. So print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts that are generated by Talkers Magazine every week. You can check it out at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. Let me go back to with you ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. Jay is off this week. I'm Doug Steffen. The Roe v. Wade leak and the conversation about that, that's the number one item this week. And I was looking at some of the comments from some of our listeners, like Tonya Reese saying part of the conversation ought to be focused on birth control, like more men getting vasectomies since they are reversible. Not a bad comment,
there's
frankly.
There's flawed logic in that, though, because vasectomies should not be considered reversible. And they're not, and it's not even a guarantee that they are. So, like, I've been seeing that a lot. But, like, again, we have a major lack of knowledge when it comes to how our bodies work. And a lot of doctors are like, okay, hello, when you get a vasectomy, it is with the understanding that it is irreversible. So
I know men who have had them reversed, however.
You can have, there is a possibility.
It's just not always successful.
It's not successful. It has
I don't know that
rate.
That's the issue here, though. I think the issue is...
Well, I think her point, Tanya's point.
Yeah, her point about birth control, but we also have to be, like, you know, informed about how we talk about birth control.
Well, I think she's also making the point that she wants it to be about men, not just about women, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Helen Tarr says, this would never have been a discussion of some people if they had not pushed full-term abortion. You can't decide in the first 16 weeks, then abortion should not be an option. Unfortunately, it's become a very common type of birth control. Tammy Grieve writes to our social media, if a woman must give birth to a baby she doesn't want, it'll be raised without love, maybe ignored or abused. If given up for adoption, it may grow up. I grew up in an orphanage knowing nobody wanted him. I guess I'm not sure what that means, but at any rate, she says better not to be born. I understand that there were so many different, this is the problem or this is the opportunity. It's like pretty much everything else. Not everybody agrees. But why is it somebody else's business what you do with your body? You can say, well, I'm protecting the rights of the unborn.
Well, I think that's sort of like a kind of, it's sort of flimsy, especially later in pregnancy, because I understand, and I think, who was it, Helen Tarr, who said, you know, if you're going to get an abortion, do it early on. I think that's where the appetite is for most people
in
this country. Yep. The problem is that the people who are running things, the far left, and they voted on it this week, and Senator Schumer, I would have never thought I'd be calling him a far leftist, but that's what he's acting like. I mean, they pushed a bill. They were trying to codify or so they said, Roe versus Wade, but this bill expanded abortion up until the time of birth. And so then I'd ask you this question. When does the rights of the body that's being born count? Because you also have a child who could survive on their own being killed by the person who's delivering that child. And that's not okay. That is extreme. And it's murder. If you don't need the mother as a vessel anymore, then what's the difference between killing someone, killing a baby at 9 months and killing a baby that's been born for 3 months? There's a big difference. Our society treats it differently.
Pretty amazing how this goes back and forth. It really is. All right, let's move to number seven this week. Elon Musk says Twitter, the deal to buy it, is temporarily on hold because he's trying to figure out what. What's the... The fake accounts, apparently.
I don't know. I think that that's a very... He claims that it's on hold because he says that he wants to prove that less than 5% of the accounts are bots. And that's been his assessment from the beginning.
I don't even know what that means. What is it?
Well, because there are a lot of fake bot accounts.
What is a bot account?
It's an automated, it's not real. It's an automated, it's like a, it's not a real person. It's a computer-driven account. And so,
it's how they, you know, when they say like Russia interferes, like interferes Russian bots, they typically set up these things where they try to change sentiment by putting out massive amounts of the same message.
So like, and they sit in these bot farms. Right. So they, all these people work and they sit in bot farms. Like imagine huge call centers, but they're programming bots and they're sending out tweets through these fake bots and that you get lots of followers who are bots. I mean, it's a whole big thing. Anyway, I think this is a massive excuse. And from what everyone's saying now on Wall Street, I mean, I don't even know if this whole sale is going to go through with Twitter. I would not be surprised if this implodes.
Conversely, I think, and there's a possibility that there's, that this isn't going through. There always has been. But one of the things that Elon Musk, and he started this firestorm on Friday morning just with this simple tweet that said that the Twitter purchase is temporarily on hold because he wants details about the platform's estimate about fake accounts. So you liken this, and someone on television this morning gave this example. If you say, I'm going to pay this amount for 100 eggs, and then you say, how many of those eggs could be broken? And the person who sells them says, well, about 5% of those eggs. And then you get them home when you find that actually 35% of the eggs are broken. Then you know that you're not getting the deal. He's already paying a super high price for Twitter. And so there's a possibility that he's using this as a negotiation tool to try to get the price
down
because they're misrepresenting themselves as having more accounts than they do.
All right, let's move to number three, the economy and the appointment of Jerome Powell to a second term, whether this affects, this is who's sitting in the chair. This is probably, I think this job's more important than presidency, frankly.
Yeah, and the fact that he hadn't been confirmed yet, I mean, what is going on with Washington? It's like, I mean, look, I understand it. Maybe some people like him, some people don't. I don't really care about Jerome Powell, but somebody needs to be in that position because we've got a real problem with our economy, with inflation rates. You need someone
who's
actually...
So there wasn't really any, though.
Quit.
That's the that's a good question because... The
he's
vote
not
was
controversial,
80 to 19.
Really. Yeah,
no,
he's not a controversial figure. Right?
Yeah. So is there just nothing getting done? That's the question. Other examples, talking about inflation and the cost of inflation, airfares up almost 20% this past month.
Don't we know it as we all fly to L.A.?
Yeah, right.
It's the most expensive flight of my life.
Very expensive.
Is it? Was it really expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very expensive now. It's twice what it was. It used to be three for me to go back and forth from L.A. to Boston, $350, $380. It's now easily $800. And all the flights are full. And that's the other thing. Where people got to be
looking
back
into
their credit card.
They keep cutting so many flights. So naturally, the ones that are left are full because they've just got a shortage with all kinds of stuff. United has a shortage with planes. JetBlue has a shortage of pilots. I mean, everyone's got a shortage somewhere.
Delta has a serious problem. My sister was a flight attendant. She retired during the pandemic, and they gave her a couple hundred thousand bucks. So many people took it. Now they're they're in a real hole. They're in a real jam because they shouldn't have let so many people retire. They should have done something else, and they realize that now. And my sister said, I wish I hadn't retired, frankly, because she misses it. And so it was the easy, quick grab for a few bucks. But then at the end of the day, both sides have made a lot of mistakes here because it's very expensive to hire and train new people, and there is such a demand, as we've talked about before here, on, you know, if you don't like the fact you're getting a 2% cost of living raise, go find another job. There are plenty of people looking, there are more jobs than there are people. People are just moving from one thing to the next. The airline business is one of the most secure because once you get in, they keep you in with the perks, much as anything else. So when you look at the surging airfares, price of jet fuel, this is going to, you know, this is going to affect transportation for quite a long time, frankly. And then, as you were suggesting, Victoria, airlines like United, they've suspended routes. JetBlue has, Alaska, Southwest, number of summer flights have been canceled because they can't. They don't have the pilots. They don't have the crew. The airline United has tried to bring back its Boeing 777s. They've been grounded for over a year because of not only the pandemic, but because one of their planes, the engine blew up over Denver. Remember that? Back in February.
I don't remember that, but I believe it happened. I just don't remember. But, yeah, I mean, the pandemic is 2 years of a blur.
Yeah, well, that's kind of true. All right, let's talk about COVID here in our moments that remain, because there are a lot of things that are happening. It's number four this week on the countdown. Deaths from COVID are on the rise again. Let's see, there are 365 daily deaths this past week, the average was. And this is, you know, after there have been a number of weeks of decline. Is it Omicron? Is it other? There were 77,000 new daily cases over the last week. That's up almost twice what it was the week before. Why? What's going on? The cases around me here in the Northeast, that's where they're higher. Fellow that runs the COVID department of the National Institute of Health says that the U.S. will be increasingly vulnerable to the virus this fall if Congress doesn't swiftly approve new funding for vaccines. Why the hell should Congress be funding it? The drug companies are making kajillions. Let them do the research.
Well, they won't.
They're the ones going to make
the
money.
They won't do it, though.
Somebody needs to hold their feet to the fire. Why aren't they doing it? Because it's like the chicken and the egg. They know we'll do it. The taxpayer will pay for it. Why should they do it? That's the thing. They should be the ones doing this. It's their business. And so what are we going to have? I think that Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the doctors associated with the DGV program on DGV Health, has been very outspoken when it comes to this, thinking that people should wait until the fall. And I've heard this from a lot of doctors.
For a booster or for what?
For a booster. Yeah, for a booster shot. For the second booster shot. Getting it now is pretty much meaningless because they aren't lasting. Some of the research suggests that booster shots only last 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
Well, and,
so,
you know, not to play devil's advocate here, but the new study that came out this week is that 40% of COVID deaths are of the vaccinated now. So it's like, is it what's the point? Maybe it needs to get better to match what variants are out there.
Mm-hmm. 15 states have reported 10 or fewer new cases, though. It's interesting, again, back to where you are, because if you're in Alabama, Arizona.
Cycles.
Arkansas.
Right? Like hit the Northeast really hard and fast in the beginning. California was in the beginning. And then it slowly made its way down to the South. Now it's the South is getting better, and the Northeast is now in another up cycle. I mean, right now it's twice as bad to be in New Jersey where I am than it is in L.A. And that's like I just looked at the numbers, you know, from Brown University, which does a fantastic job of keeping track of all the numbers. And it's unbelievable how it's like twice as risky to be in Monmouth County, New Jersey, where I am on the shore, than it is to be in Los Angeles, a major city. It's wild. It's just
interesting. The discussion of masks and wearing them is back once again. I saw somebody, you know who Patti LuPone is?
Sure.
Yeah.
Broadway legend.
Star. Yeah, right. She apparently went off on people going into the theater that are not wearing masks.
Well, everybody drops their mask down below their nose, and she's upset by that because that's what the rule is. If you're going to go to see a Broadway show, you got to have your mask on. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Don't go to the show if you don't want to wear a mask.
There it is. If you can't wear a mask, don't go into the black hole. That's probably a different story.
Nobody wants to make Patti LuPone mad.
No. Heavens, no. All right, so there it is. Our thoughts about the charts, the info, the ladies of the DJV program here at 48 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Countdown Show with the top 10 stories according to Talkers Magazine this week. These are the items that have been discussed most according to the research on talk radio around the country. At number 10, the situation with the wildfires in the Southwest and what that's doing. If you look out the window in that part of the world, what do you see? Some of the pictures are really pretty dramatic. At number 9, immigration problems continue, connected to drugs especially. And that's connected to number 8, the crime, the violence is a relationship to immigration in part. Elon Musk at number 7 with the Twitter purchase, to do or not to do, that's the question. January 6th is number 6. The political arena, number 5. COVID's 4. The economy is 3. The war is 2. And the discussion of Roe v. Wade is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. The people list from Talkers Magazine this week includes 10 people who are very much a part of the stories that are in the top list, which, by the way, is published at talkers.com and also djvshow.com if you want to check these stories out. Number 10 is Xi Jinping, leader of China. Elon Musk is at 9. Josh Hawley is at 8. Mitch McConnell, number 7. Joe Manchin, 6. Dr. Oz is 5. Mr. Trump is 4. Zelensky is 3. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 2. And Joe Biden is at the top of the list, as you can imagine, with an overview of what's going on in the White House. There's always a focus on the president, isn't there? Isn't that interesting how we always seem to be, we put the president first. Even, is he really the most important? He's the most talked about person. A lot of times people confuse the fact that he's the most talked about, or whoever is in the number one slot. Are they the most important or just being discussed the most? Are they two things that are the same? In my mind, the answer to that is no. But that's the people list anyway. This week, from Talkers.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform.
Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to do the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this past week. As according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with an entree to number five, which is a discontinuation of something from Apple.
Yeah, pour one out for the iPod. So the iPod Touch, which is the final version of iPod after 20 years.
We'll drink to this? Is that pour one out? Does that mean we'll drink to that? Is that what that means, pour one out?
No, pour one out is more like... Never mind. It's just a tribute, yes. Anyway, so after 20 years, the iPod has been discontinued. The iPod Touch is the most recent version of it. As Apple has noted, the first iPod came out over 20 years ago. The original model was basically just a portable music player, but as iPhones have become a camera and a portable music player and a film studio all in one, there are a lot of things that have become obsolete because of it. And, of course, that has happened to the iPod. No one needs to carry a second device when you've already got your smartphone for everything else that you need.
Right. All right, number four, Google Chrome. What's going on with that?
Google's adding a feature to their Chrome autofill system called virtual card numbers, and this is going to let you hide your credit card or debit card number while making purchases online. Google says that the feature will help make it easy to securely buy things on websites that don't support options like Google Pay or Apple Pay. And it's basically the same experience as using Chrome autofill to enter in your credit card details, but this has an added layer of security. So if you give your card number to a vendor and they abuse it, you've got a lot of rigmarole to go through, calling the bank, you know, getting a new card, new numbers, all that. That will not happen now if you use Google's virtual cards, because these are one-and-done transactions, and the vendor can't do anything, you know, with your information. So this is going to be rolling out at first with Capital One credit cards. So if you have a Capital One card and use Google Chrome, you can start right away. And they're adding support for Visa, Amex, and MasterCard is coming soon.
Number three on the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this week is a focus on a new device from AT&T. Is that what this is?
No, this is the new 911 routing system. So you don't have to do anything. This doesn't require you to buy anything or do anything differently. AT&T is the first carrier to deploy the location-based routing for 911 calls. This is a new feature that allows AT&T to transmit wireless emergency calls to the correct call center based on where you're making the call from. So if you're on your cell phone and you're stuck on the side of a highway somewhere and you call 911, in the past, all of these calls would bounce off the nearest cell tower. And so that could be up to a 10-mile radius of how far away the call actually lands. Now, with this new system, they're going to be able to accurately know where you are within 50 meters of where the call was placed. And so this is starting, this is already live now in Alaska, Colorado, Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, Wyoming, Kansas, Illinois, a bunch of other states. Excuse me. They're moving forward with adding the rest of the country, but this is a build-out that they're going, you know, kind of slowly. AT&T said it will add additional regions over the course of the next several weeks, and they expect the whole country will be covered by the end of June. Now, the FCC has gone after Verizon and T-Mobile. They are both working on the same type of system, but for whatever reason, AT&T got out there in front.
Got it. Number two, sanctions on crypto.
The U.S. Department of Treasury has done something that they've never done before. They actually sanctioned an online cryptocurrency tool that was tied to a North Korean hacking group. This is the first time that the Treasury Department has issued sanctions against a cryptocurrency mixer, which can be used for all kinds of illegal things. A North Korean cyber unit called the Lazarus Group is responsible for this. $620 million they stole back in March in cryptocurrency. So it's and they've been laundering this money, and now the Treasury Department has caught on to them and said, you know, no more of that. So it's interesting that everyone's getting into the sanctions game.
Although I did see some big company this week investing $20 million in Bitcoin. I'm trying to remember who it was. I'll remember it in a moment after you tell us what's number one this week.
Well, the White House debuted their new program for low-income Internet service plans. 20 Internet service providers have agreed to offer $30 high-speed Internet plans to low-income families, which essentially gives them free service after they qualify for a federal subsidy. This is called the Affordable Connectivity Program. It's ACP. And this is they're working with Verizon and Comcast and Charter. And if you think about it, what's really sad, 48 million U.S. households qualify for this program. That's how many people do not have Internet in America.
Wow.
So far, almost 12 million have signed up.
59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. President Biden urging unity after the deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket.
In the aftermath of the massacre, the president said hate remains a stain on the soul of America. Speaking at the annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service honoring fallen law enforcement officers, he said the country grieves for the families of those killed in what he called a senseless and horrific shooting. He and the First Lady plan to travel to Buffalo on Tuesday to meet with members of the community. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, in Southern California, a man opened fire during a lunch reception at a church Sunday before he was stopped with what sheriff's officials are calling a act of exceptional heroism and bravery. Parishioners at the church in the city of Laguna Woods were able to subdue the shooter hog time until police arrived. One person was killed, five others wounded. A prominent Democrat running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania suffered a stroke.
His campaign says Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is on his way to a full recovery.
went to the hospital Friday because he was feeling unwell, but in a statement, Fetterman says he's now feeling much better, and doctors have told him he didn't suffer any cognitive damage from the stroke. Fetterman adds he will stay in the race, and his Senate campaign isn't slowing down one bit. The 6'8", 52-year-old has been open about his push to lose weight in the past. Fetterman is considered the leading candidate among the four Democrats running in Tuesday's primary. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Maryland, Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen is in hospital after suffering a stroke. Hollen says he's been told by doctors there's no long-term effects or damage. New Zealand's government's going to spend $357 million to help pay for lower-income families to scrap their old gas guzzlers and replace them with cleaner hybrid or electric cars. More news at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The landlocked Southeast Asian nation of Laos has reopened to tourists and other visitors more than 2 years after it imposed tight restrictions to fight the coronavirus.
Some protocols remain. Vaccination certificates or virus tests will still be required for Laos citizens and for foreigners entering the country. Travelers from age 12 on up who don't have vaccination certificates must be able to show negative ATK tests taken within 48 hours of departure for Laos. Laos has had nearly 210,000 confirmed coronavirus cases, including 749 deaths since the pandemic began.
Correspondent George Williams reporting. Entertainment venues, include karaoke parlors, are also being allowed to reopen. India says it will keep a window open to export wheat to food deficit countries at the government level despite an export ban that was announced on Friday. News and analysis at townhall.com. Another tragic murder scene, this time it's in Baltimore.
Police say a pregnant woman and a man were fatally shot and a baby delivered right before the woman died. In what police call a brazen assault, a car pulled up to the pair as they parked in East Baltimore. A spokesman says one gunman got out and fired at the man while someone else fired at the woman through the passenger window. The baby remains in critical condition. Jason Walker reporting.
Next convict has pleaded guilty to fraud schemes totaling some $26 million. The 45-year-old man from El Chino, California, admitted filing bogus returns for 9 different professional athletes that resulted in millions in unjustified tax returns, and he filed more than $100 million in fraudulent loan applications under the Paycheck Protection Program during the pandemic. More stories at townhall.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now, when radio was.
brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and comedy variety up first as we hear from Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. And then a different kind of funny tandem, the married couple of George Burns and Gracie Allen. Like Burns and Allen, Edgar Bergen first displayed his comedy talent on the stages of vaudeville, which made more sense for a ventriloquist, as the audience could see his performance. But for a couple of major reasons, Bergen's act also succeeded on radio. First of all, the show was usually broadcast before a live theater audience. And secondly, he had amazing comedy timing, basically talking to himself, as Charlie and Edgar would banter and battle. Toss in a strong, ever-changing supporting cast and frequent Hollywood guests, and you had a recipe for success. In this example, the orchestra is led by British-born Ray Noble. The featured vocalist is Texas native Frances Octavia Smith. You all know her by the name Dale Evans. Yes, the future Queen of the Cowboys and wife of Roy Rogers worked quite a bit as a singer on various radio shows. Meanwhile, the special guest in this one is a Canadian-born, two-time Oscar-nominated big-screen leading man. As a matter of fact, at the time of this broadcast, Walter Pidgeon was a couple of months removed from losing the Best Acting Academy Award to Jimmy Cagney. So here we go. This is from May 30th, 1943.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Tenderleaf Tea present Edgar Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, the sportsman, our guest, the star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Madame Curie, Walter Pidgeon, and Charlie McCarthy.
Hello, everybody. Really, Dale, you're the one, really.
Well, what are you laughing at, Charlie?
Well, I guess it's your hat. I don't know. It's not only off the face, but it's out of this world.
Well, Charlie, it's good for frightening away hiccups.
Well, I'm glad it's good for something. What is it, a Schiaparelli reincarnation?
You mean creation.
Do I? Now, why?
Yes. Well, Charlie, reincarnation is the belief that nothing really dies.
No.
Yes. A thing may be killed, yes, but it's reincarnated and comes back to life again.
No.
Uh-huh.
You mean like the Rommel plan?
I'm always doing something, something for the boys. I'm always doing something for the lads if it adds to their joys. Now don't tell me it's a wrong thing if I'm out with them nightly till three. For I'm always doing something for the boys, 'cause they're doing something for me. And that's the reason why I'll say bye-bye for a month. Out to sing for the boys. Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Kentucky, and Illinois. Well, who cares? You won't hear a peep out of me. Give me a honey lamb who fights for Uncle Sam. I don't care if I'm out until three.
That was Dale Evans singing Ray Noble's arrangement of Something for the Boys.
Shiner, is there anyone finer?
Charlie, why are you singing?
Well, it's something dedicated to your black eye, Bergen.
I see.
Boy, what a glimmer. That's what I call a king-sized mouth.
Well, now, please, please, no. A swollen eye is no laughing matter.
No, it isn't, no.
It feels like the RCA building.
Mm-hmm. It looks more like the Rainbow Room.
Oh, is it? Well, never mind that, young man. Where is that piece of steak I asked you to get for my eye?
Well, I couldn't get it, Bergen. We only had 4 points.
I see. Well, you could have brought something.
Yes, but I thought you'd look funny wearing a can of sardines over one eye.
We won't bother with your jokes if you don't mind.
Very good. But don't blame me, Bergen. It's your own fault for getting mixed up in a kid's baseball game.
I see. And what's wrong with that?
Everything.
I merely tried to be one of the boys again.
You? One of the boys again?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Yes. I just wanted to recapture my youth.
Oh. With the head start it has on you?
All right. Well, now, Charlie, we're just going to forget everything what happened and everything about my black eye.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to mention my black eye to anyone, are we?
Aren't we?
No.
Oh, I didn't know.
Hello, fellas.
Oh,
Edgar, I say, what's the matter with your eye?
Well, I,
Eddie Whitty got hit in the head in here.
I must say, old chap, you really have a beaut.
Yes.
Where'd you get it?
Go ahead, Bergen. Yeah. Tell them how your vision lost a decision.
Yes, I will.
Oh, come on, Ed. What was it?
Well, it happened this afternoon at a ball game, Ray.
Oh, a ball game?
Yes.
Actually, how jolly. You know, I'm something crazy about baseball.
Oh, I do.
Especially those St. Louis Robins. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
St. Louis Robins.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they're good, yes.
Aren't they?
And so are those Brooklyn Duckers.
They're ducky, aren't they?
Yeah, they're nice, too, yes.
Who was playing in today's game?
Well, it was Dugan's Wharf Weasels versus McCarthy's Barrel House Rats.
Don't seem to remember those somehow.
Bergen was the umpire.
Oh, no.
Well, you see, there was a dispute over one of my decisions.
Uh-huh.
And somebody hit me in the eye with a pop bottle, Ray.
No, yes. I say. I said, that isn't cricket, is it?
No, it was baseball, but...
They should respect an umpire's decision. After all, there are two sides to every question.
Yes, but you were wrong on both sides.
Oh, I...
Yes, but Edgar, just what happened?
Well, the whole team jumped on me, Ray, and then someone up in the stands yelled, "Kill the umpire."
Kill the umpire?
Yeah. I'd like to find out who that was.
No, but Edgar, who threw the pop bottle?
Well, I don't know, Ray, but suddenly I saw it coming at me, and then everything went black.
Especially your eye.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Bergen...
Well, Mortimer, come in.
Hello, Mr. Bergen. Want to buy a hot dog?
Well, Mortimer. Say, didn't I see you selling Frankfurters at the game today?
Yeah, that's right. I got the hot dog obsession.
Oh, the hot dog obsession.
Yeah,
I see. Yes, well, everybody loves hot dogs.
Yeah, I guess it's just puppy love, yeah.
How many dogs did you sell at the game?
Oh, I guess it must have been around, about 2 liters.
What?
I mean, about 2 dozen.
2 dozen, yeah. Well, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, sir, yeah. If all the dogs I sold were laid end to end, it would be a lot of baloney, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, how do you sell your hot dogs? I say, how do you sell your hot dogs?
Well, with mustard.
Yes, I know, but... I mean, how much do you charge for your hot dogs?
Well, let's see,
Well, don't you remember?
Remember what?
Well, what do you charge for your hot dogs?
Well, you just asked me that.
Well, you didn't answer.
Why shall I answer the same question twice?
Well, I don't... Incidentally, Mortimer, did you happen to see the riot at the game today?
Well, that was exciting, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, where were you when the fight was going on?
I was up in the grandstand.
You were?
Yeah, I was yelling and yelling. Oh, boy. Yeah.
What were you yelling?
Kill the umpire.
Oh, so you're the one.
What?
Don't you know I was the umpire?
No.
Yeah. How can you be so stupid?
Well, I study nights.
You study nights.
Well, I guess that's why everybody's talking about me.
Oh, they're talking about you now.
Yeah, I'm famous now.
Mm-hmm. Famous for what?
Well, who do you think they're talking about when they say, did you hear about the moron who...
Oh, no. So you're the moron they're all talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and you're proud of it?
Yeah, sure. It's recognition like that that makes a fellow want to go ahead and do bigger things. Is that...
You're listening to the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline.
Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flat Line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Right ahead, and I'll take notes, huh?
Okay, Charlie, where do we start?
Well, let's start in the beginning. Name?
Walter Pigeon.
Oh, of course. How silly, yes. Age?
Don't we all?
Yeah. No, I mean, what I mean is just when and where were you first born?
I beg your pardon, Charlie. Yeah. Well, I was born in St. John, New Brunswick.
St. John, New Brunswick, huh? Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Well, that's up in Canada.
Yes, yes.
Oh, good. That's nice. When did this great historical event take place, roughly?
It was quite a while ago, more or less, to be exact.
More or less to be exact,
yes.
Well, I think that's rough enough, yes. Can you tell us something about your childhood? Some interesting event or something?
Well, I remember one time we had a baby at our house.
Well, congratulations.
No. It wasn't anything really, Charlie, but it was me.
Oh, I see. Boy or girl?
It was a boy, naturally.
Oh, yes.
That's how I started out, as a little boy.
No.
Yeah.
Well, so what? Most of us do.
My mother didn't.
Oh. Yes. Well, there's a good point, yes. Now let's get back to your childhood, huh?
Good. I haven't been back there in years.
Yes. Now, tell me something about yourself as a child, huh?
Well, now, let me see, Charlie. For one thing, I was a brilliant student.
Yeah.
And a very intelligent child.
Oh, I see. Brilliant intelligent, huh?
Yeah.
Yes,
very
intelligent. I see that. I'll put down smart aleck.
Why, do you know, at the age of 2.5, I was reading detective stories?
Is that so? Mm. 2.5, huh?
Yes, 2.5.
Detective stories, mm-hmm. I see, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll put down criminal tendencies. I suppose you had a happy childhood?
Oh, yes, indeed. But, unfortunately, I was too young to realize it.
Oh.
So, I was sad most of the time.
What a pity.
Mm-hmm.
Why were you sad?
As a baby, I found life rather dull and monotonous.
Uh-huh. Dull and monotonous.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see. All right. It's dull and monotonous. Yes. I'll put down, as a baby, you needed a change. Mr. Pigeon, what did you look like, if anything?
I beg your pardon?
Now, what I mean is there anything you could be compared to?
Well, now, let me see. Of course, I was unbelievably handsome.
Yeah. Well, I don't believe that.
Oh, you don't, eh?
No.
Well, I was. I had my father's eyes.
Yeah.
My father's nose.
That's him.
And my father's mouth.
Well, that must have left your father with a pretty vacant expression.
I mean, I was the spitting image of my father.
Oh, spitting image, I see. I'll put down, as a boy, you chew tobacco.
You will not. done.
Now tell me something about your boyhood days, huh?
Well, I spent a great deal of my time hunting.
Uh-huh. And were you a good hunter?
Oh, was I a good hunter?
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Charlie, I was the champion of Canada.
Oh, I see. Champion of Canada.
Yeah.
Well, I rather expected that, yeah. Just what did you hunt?
Mostly moose.
Oh, mostly moose, huh?
Mostly. No, we have... I used to catch them in a trap.
Oh, you did?
Hmm. Do you know that I had the best moose trap in Canada?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the best one. Yeah.
The very best one.
You never heard of mediocre, did you?
It doesn't exist in my life.
No, I see. Oh. Is that where we got the expression from that moose trap about build a better moose trap and the neighbors will bat you on the head with a door?
Yes, I started that.
Oh, you started that. Yeah. That's right. But how did you get them into the trap, though?
Oh, it was very simple. I used to call them.
Well, what did you say? Please come here, moose?
Oh, no, no, Charlie. I knew the mating call of the moose.
Oh, sure.
And when I called to them in my rich baritone voice...
Oh, sure.
They'd come from all over.
Uh-huh.
Charlie... Would you like to hear the mating call of the moose?
No, thank you. No. We don't want this place cluttered up with mooses here. What else did you hunt?
Oh, all sorts of wild animals. And I was also a fisherman.
Fisherman? I don't have to ask how good you were.
Oh, no, of course not. No, I was the champion fisherman of Canada.
Uh-huh.
I used to fish for whales.
Whale,
you know.
Yes, of course, naturally. Did you invent a whale trap, or did you call them, too?
Oh, no. Now, Charlie, this may seem to you a little bit incredible, but I used to catch them with my bare hands.
Easy does it.
Well, they only weighed 6 or 7 tons.
6 or 7 tons.
Yeah, that's all, yeah.
Well, you must have sort of leaned toward the muscular slightly.
Somewhat. Even today, you know, I can lift an anvil or bend an exile or an axle or
the truth.
Are you trying to insinuate that I'm a common liar?
Mr. Pigeon, you're the champion.
That is entirely different.
Now, Mr. Pigeon, let's get on to your career, huh?
Oh, yes. My career. Yes. Well, now, one of my first jobs was with a stockbroker in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I sold securities.
I see. How were you as a salesman?
Oh, well, Charlie, I don't want to brag.
Well, why not? This is no time to change.
Well, I tell you, Charlie... I studied all the stock market trends and all the history of all the stocks.
Yeah?
And with all this valuable knowledge and, of course, shrewd speculation...
What happened?
I managed to lose my shirt in half the usual time.
Yeah. Well, it's a wise stock that knows its own par.
Oh.
I just threw that in. Yeah. How did you happen to enter the theater?
Well, while I was in the investment business in Boston, I studied singing on the side.
I see. Which side?
The North Side.
North Side. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, which side?
I don't know. You started it. Say, I didn't know you were a singer.
Oh, yes.
Would you care to give us a little demonstration?
No. I couldn't do that.
Oh, but you could.
No, you must
be the best at it.
No, I'm not.
Well, why not?
Well, I just can't sing in front of people. I have to have a shower.
Well, if you need one, take one.
How about just a little ditty? Well,
Oh, sure.
Just a short one, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Now, let's have it quiet. Nice round tone.
Quiet, please.
Quiet, please. Cheers now.
Quiet?
Yes, sir.
Many brave hearts are asleep.
Thank you very much. What do you mean
that's fine? I haven't finished yet.
Oh, yes, you have.
What do you mean? I have not finished.
Oh, yes, you have. A moose just stuck his head in the door.
Oh!
Charlie, do you realize that this is the last Sunday our gang will be together until next fall?
Yeah.
This is our last broadcast for the summer.
Chee, just thinking we'll be away until September?
Yes.
Chee, you know, I'm gonna miss the old gang around here.
You know, Charles, I'll miss you too, old chap.
Well, thank you, Mr.
Oh,
Noble.
Oh, really well, yeah.
Do you know, Mr. Noble?
Uh-huh.
Everybody's gonna chip in and buy me a nice going-away present.
Oh, they are, huh?
Yeah, oh, I think it's so nice.
Yes.
Why don't you start the idea going around?
Well, I was saying, Charlie, goodbye, boy. Sure, old chap.
Edgar, I hear you may be going overseas to entertain the boys this summer.
Yes, dear. First, we're going to go... Charles, I'm sorry. It's a military secret. What are we going to do? We're just going to sit around. Military secret.
Edgar, are you going to take Charlie with you?
Well, I haven't definitely decided yet.
What do you mean, definitely?
Well, the chances are I shan't need you.
Oh, shan't you now?
However, if you're smart and behave yourself, I may take you.
Yeah, and if you're smart, you'll take me whether I behave myself or not. And it just so happens I'm already packed, my little portmanteau.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Do you mean you're all ready to leave? Yeah. Just as soon as I wash out a few hankies, I'll be ready to blow. You.
I'm sure going to miss you, Charlie.
Are you, dear?
Uh-huh.
May I kiss you goodbye?
Well, I can't see any harm in that.
Oh, I wish you could. A harmless kiss doesn't sound very thrilling, I don't know.
Oh, Charlie, stop that wolfing.
I guess it's going to be pretty dull around here without me.
Well, I'm afraid it won't, young man. There'll be plenty doing here this summer.
What do you mean?
Well, among other things, Paul Whiteman is going to fill our spot.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, he's got plenty to fill it with. Who else is going to be here?
Dinah Shore.
No.
Yes.
And I had to take shore leave at a time like this.
Well, you see, there'll be plenty doing here all summer.
In other words, folks, this summer, if you don't get to the shore, just listen to our summer show, and the shore will come to you.
From May 30th, 1943. As I mentioned before that episode, Bergen and McCarthy's guest, Walter Pidgeon, was a two-time Oscar nominee. His first was for the 1942 film Mrs. Miniver, and the second was for the picture mentioned in that radio episode, Madame Curie. Both times he worked opposite British actress Greer Garson. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. Right after this break.
Diamond Detective Agency, guard against throat scratch, enjoys smoother strangling.
Silver screen legend Dick Powell stars as radio's Richard Diamond, the lighthearted detective who can be counted on for a quick quip or some saucy sarcasm.
But you'd be in bed by now, Rick.
My landlord short-sheeted me.
But in Radio Spirit's HCD collection, Richard Diamond's Surplus Homicides, there are plenty of serious situations to go along with the sass.
Where's the body? Downstairs.
You want to take a look?
Not especially. I told his mother I'd do something for him, and right now I don't seem to be able to think of a thing.
Get the killer. Help me.
There's also plenty of action to keep Rick on his toes and listeners on the edge of their seats.
Then as I walked down the street, I suddenly felt the nerves in my spine jump down into the pit of my stomach and goose pimples skidded up my back like scared rice. It was a feeling I'd had before. So without turning, I headed for the steps of a basement apartment.
Between the charm and the chases, Diamond delivers in 16 digitally restored and remastered adventures written by Blake Edwards. Radio Spirits also delivers with an amazing half-price sale. For a limited time, pay only $15.98 for Richard Diamond, Surplus Homicides. Just go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code RICHARD7 to save 50% off the regular price. Order today to pay just $15.98 for this 8-CD collection.
I know a few things I haven't told you about, and this almost puts a cinch on it. I want to talk to Young, and then I'll be down to see you.
But if Young tried to have you killed...
Oh, if he did, you can't prove it. Not yet, anyway, so sit tight and... When I get there, I'll show you how to catch a killer.
This offer won't live forever, so order Surplus Homicides today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code RICHARD7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Human Faith. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
Faith is a psychological construct. All human beings have faith. Take the subject of metaphysics, for example. Either people believe in a divine something or no divine something, but since there is an absence of demonstrable proof, either way, the reality is that if people believe in something or nothing, they are actually implementing the same level of faith. One in a source outside of the self and one in a source of the self. In both cases, the concept of certainty, which registers as an emotion when observed in neurological brain scans, is that when people argue that there is a God or that there isn't a God, the real clincher is that both sides start from an equal place of faith. And that's okay, because faith is an inescapable construct. You cannot exist without it. For more information on life in general, visit YouTube/Dr. Christian Conti.
Welcome back here to Win Radio Was. After success on the stages of vaudeville, George Burns and Gracie Allen got their first radio series in 1932 and remained there for the next 18 years before moving to television. The episode we have right now is a season finale, originally airing on the evening of June 29th, 1943.
Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than finest Castile. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, Jimmy Cash, Paul Whiteman and his music, and the Swan Tet, who open our show with Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue. All the best of luck to you. You've been my only gal. What's more, my best pal. Please don't cry. Smile until the clouds go by. Don't kiss me, dear. Just walk away. For I could never, ever say goodbye. Goodbye, Sue. Don't kiss me, dear. Just walk away. For I could never, ever say goodbye. Goodbye, Sue.
And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it's morning at the Burns house, and as George comes downstairs, he sees Gracie about to leave.
Where are you going, Gracie?
Oh, just down to the May Company.
What for?
Oh, to buy something.
What?
Oh, it's just a little straw and a feather, maybe a little fruit and a ribbon.
Gracie, you're not going to get another new hat.
How much you want to bet?
Nothing doing. You've got enough hats. I'm lucky if I get one new hat a year.
Oh, but George, you don't need a hat. You're already so handsome and attractive. You have such a beautiful head and your face has such strength and character that a hat would only hide your tremendous charm.
That, Gracie, is a lot of malarkey.
Yeah, I know. Did it work?
No. Gracie, you're staying home. Just give me the car keys.
All right. Here, they're in my purse.
Let me have it.
Oh, wait, I'll just empty it out on the table.
Okay. Is that all you've got in your purse?
Oh, sure. I hate women who carry a lot of junk around.
Gracie, what's this?
A cowbell.
Where'd you get it?
I found it.
Yeah, but why do you carry it around with you?
Well, someday I might find a cow.
Yeah, some farmer might have a hole in his pocket.
Yeah. Oh, here's
cow
a
might
letter
drop out.
I forgot to mail, George.
What'd you say, dear?
I said, here's a letter I forgot to mail. It's a fan letter to my favorite radio star, Mervyn Greenface.
Mervyn Greenface?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Haven't you ever heard the girl who says, give me a package of Demon Steps and chewing gum, please?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Greenface is the fellow who gives it to her.
Must get Mervyn's autograph.
It's the postman. You answer it, dear, and I'll look for the key.
No, you answer it. That guy drives me crazy when he says, good morning, Mrs. Burns. He sounds like Mussolini must feel.
Well, all right. I'll answer it. Oh, good morning, Mr. Postman.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Why, Mr. Postman, you sound so different today.
Yeah, I feel terrible. I got a hangover.
Oh, you poor man. There's some tomato juice right here on the table.
Well, hurry, Mrs. Burns. I'm sick as a dog. I feel like I'm going to die.
Well, here you are, Mr. Postman. You just drink this down and you'll be a new man.
Well, thank you very much.
That's the way to drink it, every drop. Now, how do you feel, Mr. Postman?
Oh, much better, Mrs. Burns. Now I'm my strong, virile self again.
Oh, I knew that would do it. Well, goodbye, Mr. Postman.
Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Oh, dear. Here's the mail, a letter for you.
Thanks. Say, it's lucky you didn't take the car out before this notice came. The insurance has lapsed.
Oh, you mean we carry insurance on our automobile?
Of course we do.
Well, that's a wonderful idea. We collect every time the motor dies, huh?
Yes. Look, I'm going down. I better run downtown and take care of the insurance. And I want you to remember, don't touch the car until I get it straightened out.
All right.
Oh, hello, George.
Goodbye, Tootsie.
Gracie, has George got a chip on his shoulder?
No, that's padding. The tailor tries to make him look healthy.
Well, Gracie, the reason I rushed by, you know that cute little hat you were looking at the May Company?
Yes.
It's been reduced.
No.
Yes. It was $7, and now it's only $6.95.
My goodness, at that price, it'll be snapped up.
Yeah. If you want it, you better drive right down there.
Oh, I can't, Tootsie. George won't let me take the car. You see, our insurance
is... Hi, Gracie. Hello, Tootsie.
Oh, hi, Bill. Bill, would you drive Tootsie and me down to the May Company?
Well, gee, I'd love to, Gracie, but my car isn't running.
Your car was all right last night, Bill. I saw you parked on that dark street.
Oh. Oh, well, sure, I had to park, Gracie. My car got out of whack.
Oh, whack got out of your car, too.
Oh, Gracie, she wasn't a whack. That girl was a woos.
Oh, a woos?
Yeah, that's right. WWUS, Women Who Use Swan.
Oh, I see. Wooses.
Yeah.
What about men who use swan? Are they mooses?
No, Gracie, they're geniuses. Because swan is the perfect soap for a man's shower or tub. And, of course, every woman knows that swan's not only a great toilet soap, but it's also the soap for bathing the baby or for doing your dishes and light laundry. Swan is actually four swell soaps in one.
Well, Bill, look, if you'll excuse me, I just have to rush over to the May Company and get a hat. Oh, why don't you and Tootsie stay here and have some fun?
Have fun doing what? That's what I'm afraid of. I'm sorry, girl. I want to see Bubbles at 10 o'clock.
Bubbles? Is that the woosh you were with last night?
Oh, no. At 10, Mother's going to wash the dishes with Swan, and I want to see Bubbles. Have you ever noticed how fast all-purpose Swan gives you scads of suds? That's why Swan's so swell for dishes or for laundering your fine things. And say, those Swan suds are so mild and baby gentle, they actually give your hands a beauty treatment. Help keep them soft and lovely. Well, I'll see you later, girl.
Oh, wait, Bill. Tonight after dinner, I'm going to be alone.
You said it, Tootsie. Goodbye.
You're listening to the season finale of Burns and Allen. We'll be right back after this brief pause.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at classicradioclub.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And now let's get back to Bergen and McCarthy on Win Radio Wise.
Let's see. Come on. Let's take our car, even if it isn't insured. Nothing can happen. I'm a wonderful driver.
Of course you are.
Why, when I drive down the street, the other drivers pull up on the sidewalk to watch me.
Yeah, I know, but if George said you couldn't drive...
Wait a minute. He didn't say you couldn't drive. Come on.
Okay. Oh, but wait, Gracie. I have one weakness. I just can't back out of a garage.
Oh, I'll back out for you. Come on. Have the same weakness.
After wrecking the car, Gracie and Tootsie went back into the house where they're now trying to figure out some way to soften the blow for George.
Oh, Gracie, George will be furious. He can't help but notice the broken fenders.
Yeah, and even if he doesn't, when he starts to drive, he's almost certain to miss the back wheels.
We can't keep him from seeing what happened, but we might try to take his mind off it.
See, that's a wonderful idea. For instance, I might try to allure him. I could put on a very sheer negligee.
Oh, wonderful.
Or we might try to frighten him. You could put on the negligee.
Well, what about getting his sympathy? You could act like you were hurt in the crash.
Oh, well, he never believed that. All I got was a tiny bump on the head.
Well, it could be serious. I know a woman who got a little bump on her head and she lost her memory.
Really?
Yes. She didn't know who she was and she couldn't remember anything that's happened.
That's very interesting.
Oh, look, Gracie, coming up the steps, it's George.
Well, you slip out the back way, Tootsie. I can
handle it.
Okay. Gracie, I saw the car. I know you did it, so don't try to deny it. Didn't I tell you not to touch that car?
Who are you? Who are you? What are you doing in this house?
I live here.
Then what am I doing in this house?
For Pete's sake, what's wrong with you, sweetheart?
How dare you call me sweetheart, stranger?
Stranger? Have you gone crazy?
I don't know. There was a crash. I hit my head. That's all I remember.
You hit your head? And you don't remember me?
I don't even know your name.
Amnesia, that's what it is. Amnesia.
How do you do, Mr. Amnesia?
That's not my name. I'm George Burns. I'm your husband.
You're my husband?
Yes.
Oh, please.
This is awful. Look, isn't there something about me that's familiar?
No, and there better not be, stranger.
You've got to snap out of this. Here, why don't you take a look in this mirror?
My, what a beautiful girl. Who is she?
That's you.
Oh, flatterer.
Please, Gracie, try to remember who you are. Wait, I've got it. I'll bring in somebody you're bound to recognize. Oh, Herman. Oh, Herman. Gracie, look. This is your little boy. Your son. What's the matter?
He looks like a duck.
He is a duck. And you're his mother.
Oh, that's silly. I don't know who I am, but I do know I've never laid an egg.
This is awful. Herman, say something to your mama. Doesn't that bring back anything to you, Gracie? Don't you remember how you always protected him when I got sore? Don't you remember how you always kept me from serving him for dinner?
No, I don't.
Your mother has lost her memory, Herman. Try talking to her just once more.
I'm sorry, but I've never seen him before.
The poor little thing. Well, don't worry, Herman. After all, you've still got me. Well, I asked for it. Look, Gracie, just sit down here and rest. I'll go and call a doctor.
Oh, Herman. Herman, it's just a game, darling. I know who you are. You're Mama's precious little ducky, and Mama loves you better than anything in the whole world. You see, I'm just pretending I lost my memory so Daddy won't be mad at me. I wrecked his car.
I called the doctor. Hey, hey, you're laughing together. Gracie, your memory is back. Now, about the car.
Who are you?
You stay here, darling. I'll answer it.
Greetings, friend Burns.
Oh, beat it, cue ball. I've got enough trouble already.
One moment, my dear sir. Recently, I borrowed from you the sum of $5. And when I told you I'd repay you today, you laughed.
I certainly did.
Well, I am now in a position to bring more laughter into your life. I need another $5.
Falling broke? Will you get out of here? Didn't I tell you I've had enough trouble? My wife has amnesia.
No. Lost her memory, eh? Oh, the pity of it. And to think that only yesterday she borrowed $5 from me.
That's a lie.
Oh, well, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Look, Falling broke, why don't you go in and talk to Gracie? If you can bring back her memory, I'll give you $50.
50 crisp verdant dollars?
Where is she?
Right in that room.
I shall call you the moment success crowns me efforts. Oh, lovely lady, I greet you. I am here...
Oh, hello, Mr. Bolingbroke.
You remember who I am?
Well, of course.
Veritably, my face is my fortune.
Oh, friend Burns.
Yes?
I'll trouble you for the $50, me good sir. The patient is completely cured.
Gracie!
Who are you?
Q-ball, what are you trying to pull here?
But she knew me a moment ago. Please, leave me alone with her again.
Okay, but I'm warning you. Don't pull another phony.
Again. $50 slipping through my fingers. Please, my dear, just relax. Try to think.
About what, Mr. Bolingbroke?
You've got it again!
I always had it.
Burns, come in here. Speak to her.
Gracie!
Who are you?
Get out of here, you...
The first half of the season finale episode of The Burns and Allen Show from June 29, 1943, with the great Hans Conried as Nigel Bolingbroke. We'll have the rest of that one at the opening of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Walter Pidgeon on the Bergen and McCarthy Show. And did you know that he and Hans Conried once appeared in a film together? Released in 1944, it was one of multiple movies pairing Pidgeon and actress Greer Garson. A further hint, just like their 1942 picture, Mrs. Miniver, this film also had the word Mrs. in the title. I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com invites you to join the Rock and Roll Instrumental Party, a 3-CD compilation of the best rock and instrumental hits. Order Rock and Roll Instrumental Party now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98, plus get a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCKPARTY33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code ROCKPARTY33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Dusty Mama, don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
Do you really want to command top dollar for your services? You know, it all starts with showing up to work on time. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. According to a U.S. labor study, if you regularly showed up for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Imagine. Now, what do you have to do to be in the top 1% and really excel? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and you actually do it, you're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right? All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset and production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, I was talking about a 1944 motion picture starring Walter Pidgeon and Greer Garson, and featuring Hans Conried in a brief supporting role. The answer is Mrs. Parkington. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we're all out of time, but hey, visit us at the website, WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.